Well, indeed. Well, keep up the good work acting on behalf of those teaching assistants. Like I say, I think it's extraordinary. We think that anyone should in their workplace be expected to put up with that, whether it's from children or other adults. And again, it's about keeping it safe for not just the adults, but the children in the schools as well. John Richards, thank you so much for talking to us. He's head of education at Unison, and they carried out that survey, have done every year for some years, and they worry that actually violence against teaching assistants is actually getting worse and they're bearing the brunt of it. Well, that's me done almost for another day. I'm going to be back with you at 10 o'clock. Delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Mr. John Holmes.
Yes.
Yes, who's taking you through the next 3 hours. Sorry about that, but, you know, we're working on getting rid of it.
Yes, it's...
We are trying. There is a petition in the office.
That's right. I've seen it. I've signed
it
myself.
Have you signed it?
To be honest. Get me out. Or in, just to be balanced. Things are coming up. Well, you know, Glastonbury's about to happen.
Oh, yeah, but I only like Glastonbury because I don't mind watching some of the big acts perform. I watch a bit on the telly.
Yes.
But I mostly like just watching people having to queue up in the rain for the loo.
I find that funny. Well, we're playing a game of band or tent. So it's the name of a band or the pretentious name given to a tent by its manufacturer. So if you want to do that...
Give us an example.
Well, I can't because I give half the game away.
Okay.
Ridiculous. But there are... Tents have stupid names, as do bands. So is it band or tent? And there's a prize on offer. It's an EU referendum souvenir lettuce.
Do you know what? Those are going like hotcakes. Well, yeah. They're going like souvenir lettuces.
Yes, because, of course, you've got the leaf and the romaine.
This is why we're all signing the petition, by the way.
Yeah.
This is why.
So we are going to be giving away lettuce.
Can I just say, by the way, top tip, if you've got a kid, great present, a tent. We've discovered my daughter Jenny, for her last birthday, no, for Christmas, we got her a tent, and genuinely the hours and hours that have been spent just putting the tent
you just
up,
shut her in the garden,
sitting in the tent with her mates and taking the tent down. That's a whole day gone. Tick,
go.
Tick, tick. Anyway, the time is... It's
12. I bet you make a queue in the rain to come in from the toilet as well.
Well, you're not allowed to come in for the toilet. We've got a porta cabin out there. It's 12:58. Thank you so much for staying tuned. John will be with you from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sun. Rain. Sun. Rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
On a Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a father killed his daughter 11 months after custody win. A Briton charged with trying to assassinate Trump. And Tim Peake gives his first news conference after returning to Earth.
Talk Radio.
A father is facing life in prison after being found guilty of killing his six-year-old daughter in a fit of rage less than a year after winning a high-profile custody battle. 36-year-old Ben Butler killed Ellie in October 2013. Both he and his partner, Jenny Gray, have been found guilty of child cruelty. Sky's Richard Suchet, who's at the Old Bailey, says sentencing is taking place this afternoon.
Barely an hour, hour and a half after Ben Butler was found guilty of murdering his daughter Ellie. She died from catastrophic head injuries. She was battered by her father and found with awful injuries, so severe, the prosecution told the jury during this trial, that it looked like she'd been involved in a high-speed crash.
David and Victoria Beckham have revealed they're going to vote for the UK to remain in the EU in Thursday's referendum. The former England football captain says we should be facing the problems of the world together and not alone. But sportsmen, including Sol Campbell and Sir Ian Botham, reckon we're better off out cutting ties with Brussels. Police say a man has died after he caught on fire at the Glastonbury Festival. Officers say they don't believe his death is suspicious and are treating it as unexplained. A young British man has appeared in court in the US in shackles, accused of trying to kill Donald Trump. Michael Stephen Sanford from Dorking in Surrey was arrested at a rally in Las Vegas on Saturday after allegedly trying to reach for a police officer's weapon when he asked for the presidential hopeful's autograph. Belgian prosecutors say a man who sparked an alert at a Brussels shopping centre this morning was found to have only salt and cookies strapped to him. He called police early this morning, saying he'd been kidnapped and given an explosive belt, which could be set off remotely. The man has a criminal record and a history of psychiatric problems. And British astronaut Tim Peake says he'd go back to space in a heartbeat. He arrived back on Earth this weekend after 6 months on the International Space Station. Major Tim says he has mixed feelings about coming home.
When you're on Earth, you wish you're in space, and when you're in space, you wish you're on Earth. So you do think about Earth a lot when you're in space, and you do miss the fresh air and the smells and everything. So it's nice to be back in a very familiar environment.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely fine and warm for most of some sunny spells, but it'll be breezier and cloudier across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland with some showers. Highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much. Have you, you're going to Glastonbury, aren't you?
I am, yes.
You're going to the Glasto. That's what the kids call it, I think.
Is it?
The Glasty. The Glasto.
I don't think
Glastonia. So, but you're going there. Are you packed? What stage? When are you going? Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow morning and my room is a mess.
Or remaining for balance?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not ready. I had a frantic rush this morning just to even find my ticket.
Oh, where was it?
In a suitcase, which I'm not taking.
Why did you keep your tickets in a suitcase?
Well, I don't normally.
Well, why was it in there?
Because I brought it back from my parents' house and left it in there.
I see.
Yeah.
Right, so you're going, but you've packed, so you've packed, you're packing.
No, I've got a bag on the floor and a heap next to it of things that I want to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going as well, Cornelius, of
course.
Yeah, we're going together.
Separately.
And you are. Have you packed, or is Vicky doing your packing?
Yeah, we're I think we're sharing a bag, so.
We're not.
What? Oh, we're taking two bags.
A sleeping bag?
Single one.
Yeah. No.
So.
That would be weird.
So, yeah, so this is your last, both of you. You're not with us for the rest of the week, then, either.
No.
We'll be off at the Glastonbury.
We'll be there separately, yes.
Interesting. So, more details of all that coming up over the next 3 hours or so. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge.
Where's Ben?
Manager Roy Hodgson believes England are well equipped to reach the latter stages of Euro 2016. Yeah. His side secured their place in the knockout phase last night, but had to settle for second in Group B after a 0-0 draw with Slovakia. England could potentially meet Portugal in the round of 16, followed by France in the quarterfinals.
Yes.
Hodgson says he doesn't have a problem facing the big teams.
He does.
Whoever we play, we know we're going to have a tough game on our hands. But at the moment, the way we're playing, I think that whoever plays us might also be looking at a tough game on their hands.
I don't think so.
Meanwhile, Wales can look forward to a last 16 match in Paris on Saturday after beating Russia 3-0 to finish top of Group B. and Northern Ireland could make it a clean sweep of home nations through to the knockout stages. They face world champions Germany later, knowing even a defeat could get them out of Group C as one of the best third-place teams. England's cricketers play the first of five one-day internationals against Sri Lanka later at Trent Bridge. Mm. And Scotland Rugby Union centre Duncan Taylor will miss the remainder of the Test series with Japan after picking up a hamstring injury.
End it.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you.
Talk Radio.
With Citroën Simply Drive, you can get a brand new Citroën with 3 years insurance, servicing, car tax, warranty and breakdown cover for one monthly payment. It's so simple, we wouldn't want you to get bored. So, I'll do the legal blurb in the style of a pirate in touch with his feminine side.
Terms, conditions and excess mileage charges apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën Simply Drive. As simple as it sounds.
Citroën.
Just stop that for a moment. What was that?
Oh, I thought it was an advert.
What was it?
Well,
what was that?
It's clearly something from TalkSport.
Yes. What? Yes. I get that.
Because it was Football Channel. I thought it was one of our adverts.
Why are we playing it?
Well,
I mean, that's the main question.
I didn't think there was enough football chanting in the actual show.
Right.
I mean, obviously there's plenty of it in the adverts.
Yeah.
So I thought, what a lovely way to start the show.
Well, your definition of a lovely way to start the show and mine, it turns out very different. Aren't they?
There's been a technical mistake with the previously, hasn't there?
Yeah, because normally what happens there is there's a thing that goes, previously on the John Holmes show. And that's my impression of Howard Hughes, by the way.
That's quite good.
Thank you. And then there's some clips of what happened on the show before.
Yeah, I mean, one was
but
made
today. It's topical.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was chanting.
Yeah, didn't we do that on the show? I'm pretty sure we did that on the show.
We didn't. Anyway, should we just start the show?
Yeah, go on.
I'll just press a button here. It's fine.
Evil lurks.
That's not even the right button.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound to go on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then. Welcome to this, the longest day of the year, the 21st of June. And as a result then, today's show will be 7 hours long. We've lengthened the show to fit in with the day, as you'd expect. All the fun then over the next few hours of some people in a studio desperately trying to drag out one or two half-arsed ideas to fill time with little or no concept between, well, of the difference really between a good radio feature and one that sort of defines belief when suggested in the office, but for some reason it's resolved to go with it anyway. So later on the programme, Nikki Graham out of Off of Big Brother coming in to talk us through the EU referendum. Oh no, wait, no. Paul Ross did that, didn't he? Shame. Jesus. Actually, let's get Jesus in. It'd be actually better, wouldn't it, if you get Jesus in to do a look at the EU referendum. Because Jesus, if you think about it, is a little bit like Nicky Graham out of Off of Big Brother, isn't he? So if you think about it, he was locked up in a confined space. Jesus, wasn't he? In a tomb. Sort of voted out of that by God.
Not really.
Or in for balance. And all right-thinking people can't imagine he's even real, just like with Nicky Graham. And also just like Nicky Graham, whenever you think of him, you think, Christ. So later on the programme, Jesus will be here with his guide to the EU. Chose to remain on the cross, didn't he? Jesus actually was offered the option of leaving by Pontius Pilate, but it's all about balance, isn't it? Anyway, hello. Stork Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and yes, like England last night, welcome to today's lacklustre performance, ending in a result of sorts, although not the one that anyone really wanted. And on the team sheet today, then, come the following items. Headline hijack on the way, make up a news story and jam it firmly up the jacksie of Victoria's news.
No.
A fib, a fabrication or a fake, please create a headline, get it to us. Have it read out on the radio as fact, to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. You can get it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Lonely Lunch Club is on the way as well. A new member joining the many others who are already inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are spending your lunchtime alone, you know what to do. Spend it alone no longer. As we will be your friend, your confidant. The annoying bloke from accounts who you don't like much, who still lives at home with his parents, and who deep down you think is probably a serial killer. We can fulfil any of those work, place or friend place roles with Lonely Lunch Club. Free to chit and chat about whatever it is you'd like to chit and chat about. Get in touch. You can do it on lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Give us your phone number. We will call you back. Work experience punditry also afoot today. Cara's here. She's lobbing an unpaid TV review grenade into the show. There's the news in haikus. Yes, the day's news. Very much presented in the form of Japanese poetry. What of it? There's the big debate at three. A roundup of lazy PR, quite possibly. We discover brand new music by picking a CD at random from a pile that we've been sent by unsigned bands and then playing the first 20 seconds of it at random. In your face, John Peel from BBC Radio 1. That's how you discover new music. There's a Diversity Paper review today. It is a Jew. There is also your chance to win a Talk Radio EU referendum souvenir lettuce. You can choose from leaf or romaine. And to win your choice, we've got both for balance, to win your choice of lettuce, we invite you to play a Glastonbury Festival themed game of band or tent. Is it the name of a band or is it the name of a pretentious tent given to that tent by its manufacturer? You could win a lettuce. Ginger Dave isn't producing. He's chosen to remain with the students and then leave them crying. Ask Prod Cass is through the glass, bringing joy to all our hearts.
Yay.
Marta's pressing the buttons.
Hello.
Yes, crikey. Victoria's straining at the news. Paid intern Cornelius is practising for Glastonbury toilets by going for a poo in the studio bin.
Oh. No. I mean, I'm not going to do that, am I?
You don't want to rehearse it?
No.
Oh, all right, you're on your own when you get there, then. That's your own lookout. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons from Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Let's begin with some music.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
It's the noise of MIA. That's called Paper Planes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I play that as Talk Radio's head of music, of course, for today's big story. The first big story that everybody is talking about in the news today. It's dominated the news agenda. The big story, MIA, Paper Planes.
Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no fun.
Probably wanting to know why I've chosen MIA's Paper Planes to start the show. Wanting to know that. Cornelius, why don't you ask me why?
I might guess today, because I like this song, but I can't think what story it's...
Come on.
So it's MIA.
Yes.
Is it something to do with eyes?
No. I mean, I know. It's tenuous, yes.
Yeah. Is it about a story about aeroplanes and sort of how they're plane now? Sort of they don't have as much... I don't know.
No, it's not. It's simply this. It's called Paper Planes, and a man has won a competition to throw a paper plane as far as he possibly could. That's the big story everybody's talking about. Sam Clement was crowned the 2016 World Paper Aeroplane Champion on Sunday after he threw his plane the length of four London buses in Burnham-on-Sea in Somerset.
That was quite a good choice of song. It's very linked, which you don't normally do.
Correct. Just like to mix it up a little. So that's the big story everybody's talking about. Yeah. Of course, dominating the news agenda, a man threw some paper that he'd folded along a bit of path. And so we're going to be discussing that this afternoon. Of course, this is... well, it's very much... If you think about it, I mean, paper planes have been around for a long time and they're environmentally friendly. So the question is, what if they are the future of air travel? Because all you've got to do is fold a sheet of paper big enough to fit passengers in and it's environmentally friendly. It's not got engine.
Yeah.
It's recyclable.
Oh my God, yeah.
So we're going to be talking to a aeroplane expert next on the phone. Ask Prodcast is through the glass. It's her job, obviously, to book the guests this time. So, Cass, some kind of aeronautics expert, maybe some sort of technical expert.
Tim Peake, he's back.
Tim Peake,
he's back. I don't even want to talk about Tim Peake.
Tim Peake, why?
Sick of it.
Think can't be sick of
can't
Tim.
Can't we get him on?
Tim Peake.
No.
What are you going to get then?
A paper folding origami expert.
Oh yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
No.
That's only because it wasn't your idea.
I don't want that.
That's what I'm going to get you.
Just get someone. Doesn't matter who.
It never does it?
We'll talk to a guest next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 780 by 980mm Axis 90 centre pivot roof window for only £99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought four Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
great value and earn Tesco Club Card points on Michelin Cross Climate tyres for all year round motoring. BlackCircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit BlackCircles.com to click, fit, and save.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The northbound M1 through Bedfordshire is heavy towards a breakdown between 11 for the Dunstable Road and 12 for Flitwick. The inside lane's closed for recovery. The Matrix signs are keeping your speeds to 40 miles an hour as well. Another busy afternoon for the A14 Oxford around the Cutslow roundabout as roadworks continue there. A breakdown on the northbound in 14 Warwickshire causing queues towards junction 15 for the Longbridge Island. It's just before you get to the roundabout. And South Yorkshire's southbound M1 is struggling because of an accident near Sheffield. One lane's closed between junctions 31 and 30 for the recovery of the vehicles. I'm Gerina Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Coming up on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast here on Talk Radio, we're going to be saying good day to a man who's big down under. Everybody needs neighbours, and we've got a top one. Jason Donovan, plus our definitive EU debate in advance of the referendum. You lucky people. Especially
for you. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio and a lot of your reactions are already coming in. Of course, being Talk Radio, it is the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction, then we invite you to react it in this direction. You can react towards 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you're reacting on text, or if you want to react via Twitter, you can do so at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
What's coming in? Colleague of someone who has just had their hair cut asks, have you just had your hair cut?
Yeah.
And, well, it's times like these we learn to live again. That's coming from Dave.
Thanks very much indeed. 1:23 then, it's time to discuss the big story. Which is, of course, that a man has thrown a folded-up piece of paper in the shape of an aeroplane the length of 4 London buses. That's it. The big story today, that's what we're discussing. And on the telephone to discuss this incredible feat, sadly, due to Ass Podcast being not very good at her job, instead of the man who actually won, it's it's only Beverly Milner Simmons. Yes,
Bev's on the line.
Yes, there's trouble over Bridgewater. It's in Somerset. She's in Burnham-on-Sea. It's where this event took place. Hello, Beverly.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. So a man has thrown some paper. And he's thrown it the length of 4 London buses.
And he tried very, very, very hard to win this competition, that's for sure.
So this is the 2016 World Paper Aeroplane Championship.
That's right, in Burnham-on-Sea, a nice little seaside town in Somerset. And this is the second time we've held the event. And Sam came along with his family and tried out several different designs over the course of the afternoon.
Right.
But triumphed with a mammoth 34.3-metre throw.
Oh, right. Now, I'm glad you said that, because I was just reading a press quote of this, and I'll be honest with you, the ink in our printer ran out, and it actually says that you said, which I was going to ask you about, yep, many congratulations to Sam, who threw a mammoth. And I was wondering at what point in the competition that was allowed.
Yeah, you could fold the aeroplane or the paper into any shape you wanted. So some people did try some flying pigs during the day, but no mammoths, unfortunately.
Right, OK. Well, you know, that's got to be a future competition for you, isn't it? The world mammoth throw. I mean, you'd have to work out whether or not you were going to dig up, you know, a preserved mammoth.
Bones, or just with or without fur?
Yes.
Or,
well, I was going to say you could glue a merc into an elephant.
That's a lot of toupee tape.
So, Beverly, look, are you not, though? This is Burnham-on-Sea, OK?
Yeah.
And I think you're on something here, because surely, right, and I have been thinking about this, the concept of staring us in the face. Surely, paper aeroplanes, and if a man can throw it that far, it can't be long until the future of air travel, commercial air travel, becomes paper aeroplane related. This concept is staring us in the face. Talk us through how one flies.
How one flies the single aeroplane, or would attempt to mount an aeroplane yourself and fly it?
Well, Whichever you're most comfortable with.
I think the former.
Okay.
Mounting the aeroplane, that's a lot of bits of paper, and we did have a rule saying you'd only use one sheet.
Right.
So that would be a very small person.
But if you manufactured, I'm just thinking of the future here, I'm thinking of the future of the planet, Beverly. If you manufactured a sheet of paper big enough that you could fold it into a plane the size of a commercial airliner.
Yeah.
Right. Then, and admittedly, that's as far as I've got with this. But in the future, because it flies on the air currents, doesn't it? And all you've got to do is get the right trajectory of launch.
And the wind in the right direction for where you want to go.
But there's no reason why it couldn't fly. I'm not saying long distance, I'm saying short haul.
Yeah, okay. Well, if short haul is London or Birmingham down to Burnham-on-Sea for a day break, then crack on. You know, we've clearly proven the concept that the runway can take an awful lot of flights during the day.
But admittedly, okay, I'm thinking of the launch then. Go with me. Yeah. So you need to get Sam, the winner of this.
Yes.
Right, and you need to take a cast of his throwing hand.
I tell you, this man's got muscles on his right arm.
It's a family show.
It is.
And what you should do is create a giant version of his, mechanical version of his hand to launch from, because, you know, get the trajectory based on his launch.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you scale everything up, surely the flight is going to be longer, which would make it work.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, as I'm thinking of the planet planet here. Look, Tim Peake, you know, just come back from 186 days. There's no reason why in the future he couldn't be living in a folded paper space station, returning to Earth in a paper capsule, is there? Reusable and recyclable, Beverly.
I think this is going to capture the public's imagination, John. I mean, yeah, there were hundreds of families taking part on the day. There are a lot of people out there who would trial this concept for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, think about this, right? There was a time in the past, Beverly, when they laughed, didn't they, at paper plates, the notion of that. And now look. They said you can't have plates made out of paper. What are you doing? They're made out of China and stuff. No. Well, now we have them, don't we? Towels, Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
View. Paper view. What do we have now? Don't we? Look how successful that has been. As a model.
I know it's a family show, but that is a low point for a joke.
you're not the first to say so. I'm thinking of the planet, Beverly, and you, I think, are at the vanguard, the cusp, the cutting edge of the future of.
You've got to watch out for those paper cuts, and on your giant plane, the risk would be great.
Actually, you're absolutely right. I hadn't thought of the health and safety implications. Yeah, paper cut. All right, back to the drawing board, which is made of paper. Beverly, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
It's our pleasure, John. And if you want to have a go next year, join us on Father's Day. Try and throw a paper aeroplane further than Sam in Burnham-on-Sea.
No. So that's Beverly Milner-Simmons. She's in Burnham-on-Sea and where she organises the World Paper Aeroplane Championships. I've never been to Burnham-on-Sea, but it sounds lovely, doesn't it? Have you got a point of view? Have you got a reaction? Then get it to us. Not on paper. No. But on the medium of technology. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're at Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion on whether or not you think paper could be employed as a future medium for proper commercial aircraft, do let us know what you're thinking. It's 1:30. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a man has been sentenced to at least 23 years in prison for battering his 6-year-old daughter to death just months after winning custody of her. Ellie Butler's mother has also been jailed for 3 years for child cruelty after she was killed at their home in South London in 2013. Sky's Richard Suchet is more from the Old Bailey.
They basically created a plot to make it look like an accident. They lied about the 999 call. They pretended to perform CPR and they lied because they feared that Ben Butler would eventually be convicted, and indeed he's been found guilty of murder here today. She has been found guilty of child cruelty in relation to an injury that was found on the shoulder of Ellie Butler, believed to have been there for weeks before she died.
David Beckham has announced he and his wife Victoria are supporting the campaign for the UK to remain in the EU. In a post on Facebook, the former England captain says he believes that together as people we're strong. Police in Brussels have made an arrest after a man threatened to blow himself up outside a shopping centre. Belgian prosecutors say he's been taken into custody but was found to be wearing a belt containing biscuits and salt. A man has died from serious burns at Glastonbury Festival. Police say they're treating the death at the site yesterday as unexplained but not suspicious. And British astronaut Tim Peake says returning to Earth from space has been like the worst hangover ever. In a news conference in Germany, he's also revealed he has his wife's permission to return to space in the future. The weather largely fine, warm and dry for most with some sunny spells, but it will be breezy and cloudy across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland with some showers. Highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Right, thank you very much, Victoria. That was tremendous. So, still to come, Lonely Lunch Club. Are you lunching alone? Has your Mac turned up yet, by the way?
Yeah.
Has it?
Both of them have.
Oh, good news. Right, Steve. So, Victoria's Victoria's going to Glastonbury.
Yeah,
but
I am.
She hadn't got anything waterproof. So, just in case, she's ordered two Macs, which have arrived, but she can't decide between them. So, later, we'll be deciding for her.
Do I have to take the verdict?
You have
gospel?
To wear both Macs, parade them here in a fashion show special, and we'll take a picture and we'll tweet it, and then the people can decide, Victoria, which Mac you should take to Glastonbury.
Okay.
Out of the two you
Which one you should leave.
And which one should remain?
Yeah.
And send back. It would be the return of the Mac.
Oh,
yeah!
Return of the Mac.
Yes, it is.
Return of the Mac.
Top of the world.
Return of the Mac.
Oh, my God.
Return of the Mac.
So accurate.
Okay. So we'll be doing that on the show, and if there's no other reason to stay tuned, well, that is it. Right there. Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, do let us know. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll meet another lonely luncher very shortly. It is Talk Radio.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and if you've been listening in the last half an hour, you'll know today's big story is, of course, that a man on Sunday threw some paper. That's the big story. And we spoke to Beverly Milner-Simmons, who was organiser of the World Paper Aeroplane Throwing Championships in Burnham-on-Sea. And she agrees with me, I think, that the notion this could well be, she could well be sitting on the future of air travel, because if a paper aeroplane can be thrown by a man at that scale and travel the length of four London buses, then surely a larger piece of paper could be folded into a commercial airliner, which would fit people in sitting in the cleft, and then launched from a giant mechanical hand fashioned on the hand that threw the paper aeroplane that won the competition. This is what we've been talking about. A lot of reactions coming in, Cornelius, to do with the future of air travel.
Yes, John, lots coming in. This has come in from Anonymous. He says, well, the benefits, if you excuse the pun, are twofold. Recyclable, sure, but also any seven-year-old child can become a pilot.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
This is also coming from Mary. She says, oh, I wasn't going to fly on paper plane ever, but then I just thought, screw it, and that ruined it.
Right. And Simon's in Northumberland, who says, what about all the trees that will be destroyed? I'm fundamentally against this idea, and is now reported this show to Greenpeace for suggesting such a preposterous. That's Simon in Northumberland. He's done that. John, actually, this has already been tried out. There's been trials in Sweden. This is from Lee. 30% of Swedish Air's fleet is now made out of paper, and they have an excellent safety record. Not the paper ones, the remaining actual airliners. John, they've tried this before. You mentioned Tim Peake living for 186 days in a paper space station that had been folded. This idea was first tried in, of course, the 1973 Ryan O'Neill film Paper Moon, if you remember. Remember that?
No.
Neither do I. And, John, if these flights that keep disappearing over the sea had been made of paper, then, you know, paper floats. And also, the advantage here, says Sue, is that there are paper aeroplanes, but there are also, of course, paper boats. So all you'd need to do in the event of such a crash is refold it on the way down.
Oh, yeah.
So refold the crashing paper plane into a paper boat, and thus it's on the sea.
Good idea.
Keep those ideas. He's coming in. Thanks very much. And another, someone just said, I've just heard your reference to Paper Moon, John. I'm off to Button Moon. Follow Mr. Spoon. Button Moon. And that's come in from Daniel. Thank you very much, Daniel. Now, if you'd like to get involved in today's Headline Hijack, here's how you can do it. And you do it like this. At 2 o'clock, Victoria will, as you would expect, be spaking the news from out her face. When she does so, the 2 o'clock news will contain, nestling in the bosom of the truth, a news lie. Something completely fictitious, fabricated and fake, made up by you. We call it Headline Hijack. And to get your made-up news story to us, use this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or this Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, there you go. And you've got about 20 minutes to do so. What's been coming in for Headline Hijack today, Cornelius?
This has come in from Helena, who says, an English fan who was arrested in France for vandalising cars in a car park has not been granted permission to travel back to England after it is thought he may try to vandalise the car they would bring him back in. The fan, called John, is said to have I Hate Wing Mirrors tattooed on his face.
Thank you. That's nice. This has come in from Nicholas. Do you share the same name as a celebrity who has over 3,000 followers on Twitter? Well, you could be forced to change. A court ruling has said that if a person of note has a significant following and a verified account, then they legally will now own that name.
Wow.
So if you have the name as a celebrity, give me the name of a celebrity.
Stephen Fry.
For instance, if you're called Stephen Fry but you're not that Stephen Fry, you do have to change
legally,
your name. Legally. And this has come in after a court ruling. Give me another name of a celebrity.
Dave. Benson Phillips.
If you're called Dave Benson Phillips, but you're not Dave Benson Phillips from the television,
get your own back,
years ago, then do you will have to change your name.
Yeah.
Legally, according to this court
ruling.
Can't
have an illegal name.
Can't have a celebrity. Now give me the name of another celebrity.
Janet Street Porter.
Janet Street Porter. If you're called Janet Street Porter, but you're not the Janet Street Porter with the teeth, then you will have to...
Ow. Oh, I'm Janet Street Porter.
You can't have my name anymore. Oh, I'm on Twitter now.
Janet Street Porter.
And also, but if you have Janet Street Porter's face, for instance, if you're a horse, then you have to legally, thanks to a court ruling, change your face. If you've got a Headline Hijack... to make up 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll meet at Lonely Lunch Club next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
OK, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The northbound M1 through Bedfordshire is heavy towards a breakdown between 11 for the Dunstable Road and 12 for Flitwick. The inside lane's closed for recovery. The matrix signs are keeping your speeds to 40 miles an hour as well. Another busy afternoon for the A14 Oxford around the Cutslow roundabout as roadworks continue there. A breakdown on the northbound M14 Warwickshire causing queues towards junction 15 for the Longbridge Island is just before you get to the roundabout. And South Yorkshire's southbound M1 is struggling because of an accident near Sheffield. One lane's closed between junctions 31 and 30 for the recovery of the vehicles. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio, keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's almost time to meet today's lonely luncher who resides in the Tupperware Hall of Despair, lunching alone. If you want to get on the list, by the way, you can. LonelyLuncher@talkradio.co.uk to be inducted into the aforementioned hall. Now, before that, though, if you've just had a glance around yourself today, you may have spotted that there is some news. You've probably noticed that, Cornelius.
There's some news just snuck up behind me.
Yeah, look at that.
Where did that come from? Appeared out of nowhere.
Jump news.
What
you've noticed now, that the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Let me have a look at it. God, what? Oh, I can't get my head around this.
Well, allow us to help you out, indeed, as we do every afternoon here on Talk Radio, by explaining the news. Very much, I'm going to say, boiling the news down into its component part. It's the news explained via the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the concise way to explain the news to you in the news in haikus.
Cliff Richard Bearsall, in interviews, possibly a poor choice of phrase.
And congratulations to him. It's time to meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right, it's the Talk Radio in the afternoons on the weekdays, Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone in any way, shape, and I'm going to stick my neck out and say form, then we want to hear from you. Join the Lonely Lunch Club, become a lonely luncher, a lonely what lunch, as we play the role of virtual friend and or colleague, weird colleague maybe, perhaps the annoying bloke from accounts who you don't like much, who still lives at home with his mum and who deep down you think is probably a serial killer. We can do that, sure. Awkward chit-chat, you got it. So we can chat about anything you like, but first, of course, let's find out who our lonely luncher is for today. He's called Eddie. He's on the, let me have a look, telephone. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Lonely, very lonely.
Good. It's a good start, Eddie, because that's the
point. It's a great start.
Yeah. So, well, the Tupperware Hall of Despair, full of those people crying into their own overpriced wraps from Pret. Other overpriced wraps from Pret are available.
That's it. I avoided the overpriced today. I made my own lunch.
Good. What have you got?
And it's been amazing. I went to town on this sandwich. And to anybody out there listening, this is an absolute treat. You need three slices of bread, doesn't matter what it is. Cream cheese, liver pate, two fried eggs, and red cabbage.
That is a sandwich, isn't it? That
It'll
is a
blow
bold.
Your mind.
What a bold sandwich, Eddie.
It is. And what's the point in having just a regular sandwich every day?
How did you alight on this culinary feast?
I literally just opened my fridge and I thought I could have ham and I could have cheese or I could have everything else.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Yeah, strong.
And everything else made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, so talk us through it. So you've got three slices of bread, did you say?
That's it. Starting from the bottom, you toast the top, you toast the outer layers.
Good.
So top and bottom. And the middle piece of bread, you keep it nice and soft.
Yeah.
Top layer of bread has Branston pickle.
Yeah.
Bit of pepper, bit of salt, red cabbage, fried egg, butter.
Yeah.
Down on the bottom level, you've got the cheese, the liver pate, and another egg. And you mix it up with some ketchup and mayonnaise, and it's an absolute treat.
Yeah, I mean, so did you say the eggs are fried?
Yeah, fried eggs. I couldn't be bothered to scramble them.
Yeah, I mean, is it better with scrambled and you just couldn't be asked, or is fried the way to go?
Fried is definitely a good way to go. You can't really fight against, you know, between fried and scrambled. It really is they're great either way.
Yeah, well, both ways are available. I mean, for balance, you know, both ways are available. Do you, let's get this clear for those now wishing to try this delicious snack. Do you, the cream, is it cream cheese, did you say? So you spread the
cream cheese.
Do you spread the cream cheese and then spread the pate on top of the cream cheese? That sounds like a problem to me.
It gets a bit messy. I end up using three knives. and I have to wash them as I go through. It is like quite a unnecessary process, but the liver pate goes on before the cream cheese because that avoids a whole lot of mess because the pate doesn't spread as well as the cheese.
Yeah.
So you got to really... sometimes a spoon is really good for pate.
Yeah.
Really good, because otherwise you end up sort of messing the bread up really badly.
Yeah. Also handy if you're a heroin addict. So I just wonder if you're... you've got this sandwich done, right? Do you? Because that's a lot to get into your mouth at once, is what I'm thinking. Do you squash it down or do you leave it buoyant?
Got to give it a little press down. Otherwise, everything's going to fall out. You're dealing with two fried eggs here in a rather slippery base. Like it's a pretty heavy duty. It gets a bit messy.
Yeah,
but
it's worth it.
You take a bite. Yes. Super worth it. Oh my god! I could change the nation right here.
Well, I think you have. I mean, this is a first for this kind of lunch. I mean, most people are content with a bit of pasta left over from last night, or you know.
That's just the easy way out. Yeah. It's just an easy way out. You've got to put in at least 15 minutes to a sandwich.
Strong.
And you get a great sandwich out of it.
It's no wonder you're lonely, though, is it? If we're honest, it's, you know, lunching alone. No one. Eddie says, do you want to pop round for lunch? Christ, no, I know who you make.
Yeah, but then, they'd be, like, missing out on one of the best sandwiches they could possibly have all year.
Honestly, that's good. Maybe, you know, we don't do recipes, but that may be a new string to this slot's bow. You know,
I'm sure I'll be able to have a new sandwich for you every week.
This is sort of Eddie's sandwich slot. We should get this recipe on the website, though, definitely.
Yeah,
this is as a sort of spin-off of Lonely Lunch. I think Lonely Lunch recipes could be a future.
Okay, cool.
Eddie, you've invented a new feature there. Well done. Thank you very much.
Oh, excellent.
So why are you alone, apart from the obvious?
Besides the sandwich and the four cats I live with.
Four cats?
I've got four cats, four guinea pigs, three rabbits and a cockatoo.
And a partridge.
Well,
I think I speak for the nation when I say, why?
Well, they're just good company, and they just keep sort of growing, and you just sort of grab one, and then you think, oh, I might need a bit of company, and then one gets a little old, and you think we should probably get in a new one. I don't know. The pets are amazing. They're a lot of hassle, but they're amazing. Amazing company, especially for a lonely luncher.
Be honest, if you opened the fridge and there was nothing inside for a sandwich,
yeah.
Which pet would you eat first?
Rabbit.
With
no
egg?
No problem.
With
no problem.
With an egg?
Yeah, between two slices of bread, not three, otherwise you'll get a bit full up.
Yeah.
So, sorry, in this scenario, you have two slices of bread and egg, and you still kill your rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
No, to be fair to Eddie, Con, that was my question. You know,
that was the question.
Yeah, but then he's added bread and eggs to it, so he got that.
I mean, yes, of course, yes, he's not a monster.
We'll forget the eggs. We'll forget the eggs. Yeah. Maybe I'll make like a guinea pig pate or something.
Something like this.
Which might not be too bad.
So, Eddie, what do you do? I mean, please tell me you're a chef. What do you do?
No, I'm not a chef. I'm a writer.
A writer?
A writer, yes. I'm a writer, and I sort of write scripts in my spare time, funnily enough, for radio.
Okay, interesting.
So I do a lot of that business, just a bit of freelancing. But today I'm lonely at home doing my lunch. You can hear the neighbours building like a mad one.
Well, let's have a listen to that. Which one, listen?
Hang on, let me get that out of there.
What is that?
Lovely. They are doing the tiles on my neighbour's roof, and they've been doing it for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Driving me up the wall, and I'm meant to be painting my shed today, and I sort of want to do it in a little bit of peace, almost.
Yeah. Oh, everyone wants a peaceful shed paint.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What you're painting? What are you painting the shed in? The blood of a cat.
No, rabbit.
Fine. Mixed with egg yolk. Get a nice. Hey, that's how Farrow and Ball do it. Let's
that's
not kid ourselves.
New feature DIY with eggs.
No, I've seen that film Ano Corrida, and no one wants that. It's an adult film, Cornelius.
Okay.
It's a Japanese art house.
Okay.
A man gets an egg.
Yeah, it's not important.
Okay, fine. and then she's...
No.
Okay. Listen, Eddie, a pleasure talking to you. I hope we made your lunchtime fewer lonely.
I feel like I've done something for you and you've done something for me.
That's what we're all about. We're all friends here, Eddie. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's Eddie. He is our latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, then you get in touch via email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and get added to the list, for you could be on the radio as soon as tomorrow, talking us through your lonely lunchtime. Now, with added recipes.
Yeah.
Shall we launch today's texter?
Yes.
It's around that time. Now, obviously, we are coming up to the EU referendum. You'll be well aware of it, I'm sure. And in a EU referendum, or indeed any voting period, we are legally obliged to be balanced, as you would expect. We are a broadcaster. So for every leave, we have to equally say remain, because both of those options are open to you. We cannot influence your decision, and neither would we seek to. It is up to you. It is your vote. We are impartial. We are balanced. That said, today's texter is, tell us how you indeed are balanced. And you can do so on, because it's all about balance this week, right? Specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do so on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So, Cornelius, already we've been collecting people's idea of balance and how they're going to be balanced. What have you got? What's come in so far?
Well, this is how I'm remaining balanced.
Yeah.
Sort of whenever we discuss the EU.
Yes.
Well, you've seen me do it.
Yes.
Obviously, I then stand on one leg and I don't fall over. I literally balance.
Yes,
don't I?
That's right. Yes.
Because I'm legally obliged.
Well, and also, that you've had one leg tattooed with the word leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other leg tattooed with the word remain.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you flip between the two equally.
Yeah, equally. Equal times.
Yes. And therefore, it remains balanced and impartial.
Yeah.
As we must be.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I'll give you a for instance.
Sure.
This is my own personal one.
Yeah.
So, last night, I went to bed and I turned the bedside light on.
Mm.
Right. To read two leaflets that had come through my door in bed. One leaflet was for leave and one leaflet was for remain.
Oh, thank God.
So I'm going to call that for balance a remainlet.
Yeah. Sure.
And after I'd finished, I turned the light off for balance.
Off, yeah.
So on,
and off.
Both options are available, and I decided for myself, as everybody should.
Yes.
In any kind of referendum. So balance, very much so.
is the order of the afternoon. How will you be balanced? 8722?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Shall we headline hijack?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. While the lines remain open for your balanced, please, and do make sure they are, that is absolutely crucial. Texts and tweets this afternoon. Now, headline hijack works like this. It's on the way very shortly, but the news is where it resides. It's a made-up news story. It goes into the news at 2 o'clock. It's there to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit. Maybe they are indeed out for lunch. And then they get back to their desk or wherever at 2 o'clock, switch the radio on, they'll hear the news, they'll believe it because it's the news and it comes out of Victoria's mouth. I say that every day. This is basically just for people, new listeners who I know join us on a daily basis as talk radio begins to grow. So, made-up news stories. What's coming in? Cornelius.
Oh, this has come in
yes.
from Robin, who says that a new electoral law dictates that on Thursday, during the referendum
yes.
vote, nobody will be allowed to talk inside the polling station.
Quite right.
The new law is to prevent any European accents from being heard whilst people are voting, which could persuade people's decisions in the booth.
And for balance, other accents are available.
Yeah.
You choose what you want to do yourself. Now, we need a winner. Somebody who's got their made-up news story in the news, which is coming next, and I believe we have one. Who has got their story into the news as part of today's headline hijack?
Congratulations to this today's winner. It's Helena from Brighton.
Helena from Brighton has won nothing, just the prestige of getting a story into the news of headline hijack. Still to come as well then. Cara is here. She will be bringing us television reviews as part of today's work experience punditry. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will bring you news in haikus. What the people think. We've been out onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think rivers or arms? We'll also kick a Kickstarter up the arse. If you've got an ailing Kickstarter that needs some money and you're on, you know, Kickstarter, and you'd like to beg for coin, then we can give you a national radio platform and help you out. Get in touch in the usual way at 7222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio on a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our Mobility Open Days between the 23rd and 26th of June to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Unlearn freedom with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
And good afternoon to you. 2 o'clock, it is Talk Radio, yes. I'm John Holmes and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John Holmes. Coming up, father jailed for life for murdering daughter. Cameron appeals for voters to back Remain. And Tim Peake talks about coming back to Earth.
Talk Radio.
A man who battered his six-year-old daughter to death and tried to blame it on her youngest sibling has been jailed for life. Ben Butler will spend at least 23 years in prison for Ellie's murder, which happened just months after he won a custody battle. The girl's mother has also been jailed for child cruelty. Detective Inspector David Reed says both spent hours trying to cover up what had happened.
This was a charade that started at the time of Ellie's death and led up to the 999 tape and included the 999 tape, where for 15 minutes they effectively play-acted that they just discovered Ellie lying in her bedroom.
The Prime Minister has made a direct appeal for people to vote to stay in the EU in Thursday's referendum.
Remember who we are as a nation. Remember how far we've come and how much more we can achieve. And for you, for your family, for the future of our country, vote Remain.
David Cameron has just given a speech at Downing Street. Meanwhile, UKIP leader Nigel Farage has unveiled a new poster warning about immigration. This time, it focuses on the pressure on classroom places. It shows a traffic jam and the words, "the school overrun." He was fiercely criticised for a poster revealed last week, which pictured a line of migrants and the slogan, "breaking point." A 20-year-old British man has appeared in court in America in shackles after he was arrested for trying to take a police officer's weapon to kill Donald Trump. Michael Stephen Sanford, who's from Surrey, has been denied bail after being arrested at a rally in Las Vegas for the US presidential hopeful. Police say a man is burnt to death at Glastonbury. Officers were called to the festival site last night after reports of a person on fire. They're treating it as unexplained and say it's not suspicious. It comes as music fans are being warned to pack both their wellies and their sunglasses, as the Met Office is predicting a rather mixed weather forecast. Gates open tonight with Muse, Adele and Coldplay all headlining. And Tim Peake has given his first news conference after returning from his six-month mission to the International Space Station. Major Peake says it was very satisfying and he would go back in a heartbeat. He returned to Earth on Saturday and says the descent was very exciting.
You've got two minds, really. One is as a professional and certainly as a test pilot. I was really wanting to analyse the spacecraft, thinking about the dynamics of what was happening. But at the same time, you can't help the boy inside you that's enjoying this fantastic ride back from space.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What did he say?
You can't help her.
You can't help what?
The boy inside you.
What? Well, if that's the sort of thing they're getting up to in space, I mean, really.
I would just like to clarify.
I mean, I know they test things out up there for gravity purposes, but I had no idea that was one of them.
Major Tim is speaking about...
It was a different atmosphere at the time.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
He's not saying there's a literal boy inside of him. It's more of like when he was a child, he would have found it really exciting, and that he was referring to those kind of emotions.
Oh, I see now. I thought he meant he.
I don't know
what you're thinking. I thought they'd experimenting with male pregnancy. I assumed it meant that they'd somehow allowed him in space to conceive. They put in a space womb.
He's not a seahorse.
In him. Or, yes, or genetically injected him with seahorse.
Space horse.
Yes. And thus he had a boy inside him. That's all I was thinking.
No.
I don't know what you lot were thinking.
Can I do the weather?
Yep. In your own time.
Oh, okay. I was expecting
We've already had it, I
the
think.
The jingle, yeah. We got confused. So the weather, largely fine and warm day for most with sunny spells. Yeah. However, it will be breezier and cloudier across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland with some showers, highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you. That's Victoria there, who is going to Glastonbury.
Yeah,
yeah. With Cornelius.
Yeah.
They're both off tomorrow. Separately on the coach.
Separate coaches.
We're both going coaches.
Separate coaches.
Yes. What coach number are you?
I don't know.
You've got a tent.
I do have my own tent.
Cornelius, you don't have a tent.
No, I'm sharing with Victoria.
Yes. No, he's not.
And Victoria has told us she's just ordered, because of the mixed weather reports for Glastonbury, she's just ordered two new Macs. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want both of them. They've arrived, she's had them delivered here, so before the show is out, It's Choose Victoria's Mac.
That's catchy.
Time. one of them will leave, because you can't keep, you're not going to keep both. One of them will leave, one will remain. It's balanced. And one will be returned. Return of the Mac.
Yes, it is.
Return of the Mac.
Top of the world.
Return of the Mac.
Oh, my God.
Return of the Mac.
Here I am.
He's going to sing that to you in your sleeping bag.
I hope not.
Okay.
It's... I don't consent to that.
Just that?
All of it.
Okay. 6 minutes past... Do you want a boy inside you like Tim Peake?
Oh, my God! John!
No, no, I mean, he might... You could get pregnant. What?
Still as bad.
Oh, we do the sport. Let's just do the sport.
Hey, here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Northern Ireland are one game away from qualifying for the knockout stages of Euro 2016. They face world champions Germany later, knowing that even a defeat could still see them progress from Group C. Captain Stephen Davis says they'll have to be at their very best to win.
I think we're under an illusion, so difficult the game's going to be. They've got a lot of quality, and I think we're going to have to, if not reach the levels we've seen against Ukraine, then surpassed them. But we're confident going into the game and in a good position in the group with all they play for, so everybody's really looking forward to the game.
England boss Roy Hodgson insists his side are well equipped to reach the latter stages of the Euros. That's despite having to settle for second in Group B after last night's goalless draw with Slovakia. England could potentially meet old foes Portugal in the round of 16 on Monday evening, followed by hosts France in the quarterfinals. Finally, England's cricketers won the toss and chose to bowl in the first of 5 one-day internationals against Sri Lanka at Trent Bridge. Play is just underway. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, broadcast regulator Ofcom has ordered the BBC to change the name of Top Gear. As the ratings have continued to drop, Ofcom has said that the use of the word top is no longer relevant and could be claimed as false advertising.
Thank you, Victoria. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Yeah, good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And today on the show, the programme, the showgram, we're giving away a poll. Now, there are so many at the moment, of course, with regards to the EU referendum, that it's easy to be overwhelmed. So why not get a poll of your own? Simply conduct it in the comfort of your own home, answering its question regarding Thursday's referendum in your own time, rather than being bothered by a pollster on the phone or with a clipboard in the street. It's your own poll, courtesy of our friends at Polls, not to be confused with polls, in the sense of them coming over here taking our jobs, or not, for balance. Your decision, but other decisions are available. Both decisions, all decisions are available for balance.
Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Oh, just ahead of work experience punditry this afternoon. A lot of text, balanced texts coming in, by the way. This is your chance to be balanced. Of course, in the run-up to the EU, we must be, legally and morally speaking, balanced. Hi, John and Con. Great show, as always. This is from Fran in Merstham.
Yes.
I'm staying balanced by remaining home in the morning, but leaving home in the afternoon. And then when I come home in the evening, I spend 1 hour indoors and then 1 hour in the garden. And this goes on all night. I will be so glad when this bloody referendum is over. If you have got a method of staying balanced in this important time of balance, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a word.
Let's do some work experience punditry. Today we welcome back Cara, who brings us television.
Hello.
Hi, Cara. How are you?
Good.
Great.
To start,
yes.
I have a review.
Is that all the banter we're doing?
Yeah.
That it?
Go on, carry on.
Is that all we've got?
What were you going to say?
Actually, no, that was it.
Okay, great. So, to start, I have a review update from last week.
Oh, right.
Ooh. So, you know The Disappearance?
Yes.
The French thriller?
Yes.
So, I watched episode one for last week's
That's
review.
Right, yes.
Now I've watched six episodes.
Oh, you've binged?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's so good.
Is it?
So, as a follow-on review.
On your say-so, I have begun to watch it.
Have you?
I got a third of the way through the first episode.
Okay.
And I will be honest, I fell asleep.
Wasn't that when you were at your mum's house?
No, because she was watching episode three and four last week, and so I didn't watch those.
Okay.
But I went back on your recommendation to watch, and so I watched episode one, and I just fell asleep halfway. But that's because it was late and I was tired, so
okay.
That's the reason. So I'm not saying. Okay. But you said it didn't really get going in the first one anyway.
It's increasingly going.
Yeah. And remind us what this is about.
About a girl who goes to a festival and disappears, and her family, who are all kind of got their own secrets.
Think on that, Cornelius, when you go to Glastonbury. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a drama now, but it could be a documentary by Monday.
God.
Yeah.
I'll be super careful, guys, and I'll make sure my phone's switched on at all times.
Right. Good. Okay. So, yes. Update,
anyway,
yes.
Yes, so it's really good now.
Yeah.
So keep watching.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, so the first programme I watched this week was The Secret Life of Growing Up, which was on ITV on the 8th of June at 9 p.m.
Do we have a clip?
And we do have a clip.
While girls are usually top of the class when it comes to communicating, some take it to an even more advanced level. This is Yukine Cruz, and although she's only seven, she can already use five languages.
Vale, ¿qué me recomienda? Un poco de jamón, un poco de queso.
Los churros están muy buenos.
Science has revealed that the parts of the brain we use for language grow larger in girls than in boys. So when on holiday in London, her father's especially glad he's got a daughter as his tour guide.
Konnichiwa.
Ah, it's a clip from The Secret Life of Growing Up from ITV.
Mm.
And Cara, what did you make of it?
So this was a documentary about children going into young adulthood. And there was another episode which I didn't watch, which is about growing old. But this one is focusing on the mental and physical shifts. And it focused on kind of what ages you are most creative or most risky or accident prone. And they spoke to families who were examples of these. So they spoke to a five-year-old boy who'd been hit by a car. But because of the internal cushioning in our bodies at that age, and because bones are still cartilage or something, he was fine. And they spoke to some teenage boys who went into a burning barn to save some bulls and said that, you know, they only did that because of their age and they were more kind of risky at 17.
Did they save the bulls or was it just an excellent barbecue?
No. Made a great sandwich. No, they saved the bulls. The farmer said he was very pleased, but if it happens again, don't do it again.
Don't run into the burning barn. That's the advice of the farmer. All right. I think it's true. That's interesting you say about I like your medical knowledge of cartilage or something. I've got a four-year-old.
Yeah.
And when she was two, right, she broke her arm badly. Right, by falling off a slide.
No.
Okay, she was going down a slide. It was just a low slide that we'd bought for her birthday.
Yeah.
And it was, you're sort of going, well, it's a... And she just didn't even fall off the top of it, just fell over the side of the bottom of the slide and broke her arm. Now, and what she did, and without being too graphic about it, if you are offended by graphic descriptions of a child's arm, look away now, listen away now. But what happened was, she broke it really badly, and the way she landed on it, now the bone from the bottom half of the arm went through the elbow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And went through the bit that controls the growth of the arm in the elbow, right? And so she had a metal plate put in it. She's two, right, it was. A metal plate put in it and was in plaster for 6 months. Right?
Wow.
Because it was broken so badly. And they said, which brings me to my point, that if it had been an adult breaking around that badly, that would be the end of that. They wouldn't be able to fix it.
Really?
It would be properly bolted up forever. But because of that age, it actually healed itself.
Isn't that amazing?
In the end. And that's the, you see, they said that's what children can absorb this kind of stuff because of the way it all controls. And now she's had x-rays and she's absolutely fine. The arm's absolutely fine, which is fascinating stuff.
Yeah, she could have made the programme.
Yeah.
They had lots of examples of families who kind of were examples of all these things they were kind of trying to state. But overall, I thought I did like GCSE science, so I don't know anything about science, but I just thought it
was... Cartilage or something.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, even I thought it was a bit simple. There wasn't anything really new. So they spoke about voices changing and then filmed a choir. Right. I was like, I knew that. Like, I don't know.
When did your voice break?
When I was like 3.
Okay, fine.
So
if your voice breaks when you're 3, it bounces back, doesn't it? It comes back to its normal voice because it can absorb the breaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a good thing.
But I thought it was more like a school documentary that you could show it, you know, to year nines. Not
about our changing bodies.
Yeah, there was nothing innovative about it.
And then soft, downy hair begins to what?
It said that teenagers have different body clocks. It's like, who knew? So, you know, it was kind of warm. And
it was a little bit patronising.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's what
it was.
Saying.
That's the word.
Yes. All right. But then again, you've got to remember, it was on ITV. And, you know, those people. The people that watch ITV.
Shall I tell you about my second one?
Yep.
So next I watched The Living and the Dead on BBC, and I think we've got a clip from this.
Harriet!
Harriet?
Father?
We had a voice, a man's voice.
A man? If you're sure you're all right. Of course. Good night.
Fresh fruit waiting to be plucked. This
one night. That was a clip from
The Living and the Dead.
The Living and the Dead on the BBC. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, listener, because Cara will tell us what she thought of that after the commercial break. And I dare say there's other things too that you have brunged. Excellent. To the yard. Good. Work experience punditry is where you find us. We are training the next generation of broadcasters and critics and pundits with the added advantage that being work experience, we don't have to pay them. Today is television. We'll be back with Cara to talk about The Living and the Dead next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Deera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Suffolk, where the eastbound A14 at Stowmarket is struggling near junction 49. A vehicle's broken down there. The northbound M1 is keen because of an incident near the Luton Airport Spur Road. So around junction 10, the lane's closed. Derby's A52 Briancliff Way heading into the city is queuing. That's because of a broken down vehicle. An accident on Nottinghamshire's northbound A1 at Cromwell is causing queues, with congestion back to South Muscombe. And in Powys, A470 at Flanbryn Mire is currently blocked by an accident at Pandy Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
Britain, when you run out of data, it hurts. So get on EE Pay As You Go. We're giving away free boosts of data for everyone. Every 3 months, you unlock a new level of data. First, we boost your data by 500 megabytes a month, then by a gig a month, then by a gig and a half. and it keeps going. So the longer you stay, the more data you'll have for Snapchatting. Search EE Free Boosts.
Choose a free boost after you buy pay-as-you-go packs for 3 months. Terms apply. See ee.co.uk/PAYG.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The excellent Ian Lee on from 10 till 1 every weekday night here on Talk Radio. Now, I don't know whether you've seen the news, whether you've been out and about and you've seen the... are they playing Glastonbury?
Yeah, the news?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
not
rumoured...
Not with Huey Lewis.
No, no. Just the news.
Just the news.
Yeah, yeah. They're rumoured to be doing a secret set.
Yeah.
We haven't got any intel here, but I'd say check out the Park Stage on Thursday evening.
There you go, to see the news live. Now, the thing is about the news, and the reason it's going to be... You see, Huey Lewis often keeps it in check, doesn't he?
Yeah,
because without Huey Lewis there to marshal the news, it becomes quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, because on Talk Radio on a weekday afternoon, we distill the news down to its basic components, just to make it simple to understand, and we explain it through the medium of Japanese poetry. The news in five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haiku...
Arrested Britain. Tried to shoot Trump. Time to re... lax US gun law.
The news in haikus. Right, work experience punditry. With Kara. And she brings us television. We've already talked about a thing with children in it. What was it called? The Life of...
The Secret Life of Growing Up.
That's right. And just before the break there, you heard a clip from The Living and the Dead.
Yes.
I was just about to say The Walking and the Dead. That's not what it is.
Living and the Dead for a mate.
You've got to be balanced if you're dead. Yeah. The rules apply. So stay dead or remain alive. It's up to you. What? So The Living and the Dead is on BBC One. What is it?
It is a Victorian gothic drama about a psychologist, Nathan Appleby, played by Colin Morgan, who is Merlin. And he moves to the country with his wife to get away from London. But in their new community, he comes across a strange teenage girl who we heard in the clip, who's quite kind of, well, just quite enchanting and... hypnotic almost. And his wife gets frustrated that he won't give up his old job because he is just really interested in why this teenage girl is so weird. She seems kind of possessed, and her parents think there's some weird spiritual thing, but he's
determined. That's just all teenagers, isn't it? Generically.
Well, that's not what the previous programme said.
A good point, yes, fair point.
So it looked great. She was kind of always in a white dress to look quite ghostly, and a long curly hair, and always would sit from inside looking out big windows staring at people, and was quite scary. Right. And it was all set in big, dark country houses so that people could walk around with candles a lot in the dark. And it had its scary moments. But I didn't find it that captivating. I felt like they were trying to build up some kind of clashes of themes about science and spiritualism, or Freudian ideas versus mystic things, because he was a doctor. But there wasn't really enough at stake. I didn't feel convinced that why he wanted to take on her case. It was kind of a friend of a friend, but yeah, I don't know.
Was this episode one?
It was, yes.
Yeah, you see, because last week you weren't convinced about the disappearance, or disappeared, or whatever it's called.
More convinced than this one. Oh, okay. This one I could have turned it off halfway through.
Right.
And not been too fast.
I see. Will you watch the next one?
No. Okay. Whereas last week I said I would.
You did.
And I
did. That's right, yeah. Okay. So, when's this on, BBC?
It's a kind of 9 p.m. Thursdays,
one of those sort,
I think,
of,
yeah.
Sort of things. Okay. And what, I mean, what, has it got that sort of Woman in Black sort of sense of, about it? Or
yeah, less scary.
Fewer.
Yes. yeah, kind of. It's got lots of lakes and, I don't know.
It's got lots of lakes.
I mean, it's nature.
But so is the Lake District.
It's atmospheric, was what I was trying to get across.
Okay, all right. But not to be recommended. As
not
far as I'm
not massively.
Okay, fine. And what else? Well, finally, what are we going to be talking about?
So, lastly, I watch New Blood, which is by Anthony Horowitz, and we've got a clip from that.
Lipocyte acts on the brain. Is that correct?
As I understand, yes.
Is it dangerous? Does it have any side effects?
It's been through all the usual trials.
That's not what I asked.
There have been no negative results.
New Blood, which is on...
BBC. They've released, I think, 3 episodes already on iPlayer before they've played it out live. But they've played one, I think, out live about 9 p.m. again.
Okay.
So this was a pretty gripping from the start. It started with kind of quick scenes in India before the title sequence, where you see several unrelated British travellers who then answer to an advert that they receive in the street to go and try a new medical drug. And they get their kind of paid volunteers. They go in ready for an injection. Some of them are nervous, some of them are like, oh, it's fine, we've done it before. And then you get a cool title sequence of a bit like Sherlock with London landmarks and kind of time lapse things. And then it skips to 6 years later in London, where you've got several storylines going on. So there's a murder, there's a detective who's trying to climb the ranks, and there's a man who's working undercover in a pharmaceutical company. And gradually all these strands begin to come together, and you think there's probably something dodgy going on with the drug that was used 6 years ago. And the people who, all the backpackers who took the injection, may be kind of dropping off, and some of them are left and some of them aren't.
I see. Some of them have remained, some of them have left.
Yes.
For balance.
I think that was the only reason that was the plot.
Yeah, because all television has to be balanced in this period of referendum, so that is what happens. Mm. Okay, well, I mean, was that episode what? Have you seen all three?
No, I just watched the first one.
Okay, well, the benchmark, the litmus test with you, Kari, is are you going back for more?
I think I will watch the second one. Yes.
Okay, good. Well, that's testimony right there.
Mm.
So mark all of the things you've discussed this afternoon out of 10, but not individually, just
yes,
overall.
Okay. Well, I think because the first two were less good, it's going to have to be a 5.
Fewer. Excellent. All right, 5 out of 10 for this week's television from Cara. Cara, will we see you next week?
Yep.
Great. Thanks very much. Work experience punditry. Still to come on the programme, kickstarting. If you are a Kickstarter, twisted Kickstarter, if you've got an idea that's, absolutely useless, but have put it on Kickstarter anyway to try and grasp coin from an ignorant public, then we want to hear from you, because we can help you out. We can kickstart your Kickstarter up the arse by putting it on national radio and getting people driven to your page on Kickstarter. So one of those coming up as well. You can get in touch if you are 1-877-222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anyway tonight.
Thanks, Victoria. That's very good. Cornelius has left the room. And also, win a lettuce! This afternoon, we have an EU referendum souvenir lettuce to give away. You can choose from leaf or a romaine, for balance, in a game of band or name of tent, given to Poncy Tent by Poncy Manufacturer. All of that still to come. It's 3:30. It's Talk Radio Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
An abusive father who won back custody of his daughter in a high-profile court battle has been jailed for life for killing her. Ben Butler attacked six-year-old Ellie in a fit of rage in 2013, just 11 months after she was sent back to the family home in South London. Her mother has been jailed for 3 years for child cruelty. DI David Reed says they didn't try and help her. Instead, they covered up her death.
The hardest thing to come to terms with is it really feasible that someone would spend 2 hours knowing that their daughter was dead in her bedroom and use that time rather than calling an ambulance or getting other medical attention, check on their bank account to throw clothing away, to wash clothing in a washing machine. Is that really feasible?
David Cameron has made a direct appeal to people to vote to remain part of the EU, saying Brits don't quit. The Prime Minister made an appeal to older voters, telling them future generations would be hit hardest by a vote to leave. Police say they're treating the death of a man at Glastonbury as unexplained but not suspicious. The victim, thought to be in his 20s, died from serious burns. The Queen has personally tweeted her thanks to everyone who wished her a happy 90th birthday. Her Majesty signed off the rare message Elizabeth R on the Royal Family's account. And Major Tim Peake has revealed one of the best things about coming back to Earth are the toilets.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we do look forward to, actually, is gravity is horrible when you come back to Earth, except in a few cases, and using the loo, gravity is your friend.
The British astronaut's given his first press conference since returning from a six-month mission on the International Space Station at the weekend. He said he'd returned in a heartbeat. The weather largely fine and warm and dry for most, with some sunshine, but it'll be breezier and cloudier across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland with some showers. Highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Excellent. Now, in the next 15 minutes, what's going to happen is this. Victoria, who is going to Glastonbury, correct?
Correct.
Correct, with Cornelius, correct?
Correct.
No. Incorrect.
Has ordered to, because of the inclement weather that is promised at Glastonbury, has ordered to... Did you not have anything waterproof before?
Oh, I've got a little pack-a-mac, which I don't think's going to cut the mustard. Rumour. I'm referring to a waterproof.
Yes, so am I. So, you've ordered two new Macs off of the online shopping, right?
Yes.
So, they've arrived here. You've had them delivered here.
Yes.
But there can be only one.
Correct.
Yes, you're not going to keep both. But you don't know which to keep. So what we're going to do in a minute is Victoria is going to go and fetch the Macs and parade them about the place. and we will decide for her, because we will tweet a picture. In fact, I think Luke's here. Hi, Luke.
Hello.
Yeah. Luke from the internet here. Sex Luke, we call him. Because he came in to the office about a week ago on a Monday morning looking dishevelled and loudly proclaimed that he'd met a lady.
No.
Yes.
Categorically untrue. I told three people. They told everyone else.
Correct. So that's what happened. Three times. So he...
he's blushing.
So he is... did you film that as well? No?
Yeah, this isn't going to make the cut.
Okay,
he's wearing a marine shirt and his face is a similar colour.
Yeah. So anyway, what's going to happen is that Victoria is going to wear her Macs around the place. We are going to decide which one she should take to Glastonbury, and the other one, of course, has to go back to the shop. And that will be the return of the Mac.
Yes, it is.
Return of the Mac.
Oh, my God.
Return of the Mac.
Top of the world.
Return of the Mac.
Here I am.
Return of the Mac.
There's too many.
One has to leave, one has to remain. For balance, it's a balanced show. And we'll be doing that very shortly indeed. Yeah, because Cornelius, you're going to Glastonbury, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Who are you most looking forward to seeing, Glastonbury?
Victoria.
No.
Okay. So, it's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Now, as you would imagine, with a Talk Radio station, we do go out onto the streets to find out people's opinions, because a Talk Radio station is all about the opinions, isn't it? The opinions and what the people think. Because the streets have people on them, the street. There's a man, you've heard of him, there's a man in the street. But we've checked, and there's also a woman in the street. But the question is, what do the people, the man and the woman in the street, think? What do they think? We've been out to find out what they think about things. And those things today, do they think rivers or arms?
Rivers.
Rivers.
Arms.
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 Rivers. Arms.
Arms.
Rivers.
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 Arms.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Arms.
Arms.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Arms.
Rivers.
Arms.
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 Rivers.
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 Arms.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Arms.
Arms.
Rivers.
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 Arms.
Rivers.
Arms.
Arms.
Rivers.
Arms.
Arms.
Rivers.
Arms.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Arms.
Rivers.
Arms.
Rivers.
Arms.
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 Rivers.
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 Arms.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Arms.
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 Rivers.
Arms.
Arms.
Rivers.
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 Arms.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Arms.
Arms.
And that is what the people think. They think rivers or arms out on the streets today. That is the mood of the nation. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think rivers? What do you think, arms? Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word rivers or the word arms.
So, as promised, we must now decide. It's all the Talk Radio is all about the big debatable issues, of course. And the big debatable issue right now is, which of her new Macs that got delivered here to Talk Radio should Victoria take to Glastonbury and indeed keep, rather than sending one of the Macs back to where it came from? Racist. Which of those, which Mac of the two is she going to keep? Which will she keep? And which will see the... Could have come in just with the words Return of the Mac. Instead of that bit on the front, it would have been a bit better, wouldn't it? But just production note there for you.
Yeah, sure. What we'll do is when this goes out...
on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
re-edit that.
Yeah, we'll re-edit it.
Great. Okay, so the moment has come. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi.
So you're off to Glastonbury tomorrow, as we've established, with Cornelius.
No.
Who's also going
I'm going separately.
To Glastonbury. And so, talk us through the Mac decision.
Okay, so I had two options.
Yes.
I have one, which is practical and plain, which is a midi length, which is slightly below the knee.
Yes.
Black option, both have hoods. And the other one is a slightly more fun option.
You've gone fun?
Well, in inverted commas.
Right.
It's black and white chevron print.
Right.
Also with a hood.
Okay, and what led you down? Why have you narrowed it down to these two? Bear in mind, you haven't tried them on yet.
No.
No, but what was it that drew you towards the chevron pattern?
Well, this is a really dull story because I wanted a different one that was sold out. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to order this one if I want something with some character.
Right, you're right, that is a dull story.
Yeah.
So that or the black one. So come on then. Let's,
okay.
I mean, this is
which
obviously...
Which one first?
Well, you decide.
Let's go for black.
We're going for the plain black Mac, as ordered off of the internet by News's Victoria. She's putting one sleeve on. She's putting the other sleeve on right now. We are filming this because if anything goes viral, this is right there with an amusing cat video, isn't it? I think the headphones underneath look particularly fetching. Let's have a do the zip up, Victoria. Let's have a...
Trying to find it.
Yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah. That's what you'd be saying to Cornelius.
No, I will not be saying that
okay,
to
fine.
Him.
One. Do you want to stand maybe on the set on the sofa so we can get a good look at the Mac? Well, it's. I mean, it's practical is a word I would use. I think that would keep you dry. I mean, it's
pockets.
There are
it
pockets.
Has pockets.
I mean, I'll be honest. Honestly, it looks like it's baggy and shapeless, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I can't say that on the radio. So. So okay, well now try the second one. That's the practical one. Now try the fun option. While you're doing that, let's listen to a little bit of Fleetwood Mac. And that's enough Fleetwood Mac. And Victoria now has the fun one on. It is black and white. Should you lie down, people may try to cross you. I will be honest, but it's the black and white version of the Mac. It's also got the pockets.
Yes.
Also got pockets.
They're not zip.
Not zip
so
pockets.
They could
not,
fill.
Not ideal for
and
a festival.
And this doesn't have any zips.
Well, how will you do it up?
Buttons. Poppers.
Oh, you're taking poppers?
No.
Go on.
Oh.
Well, I'll be honest with you. For me... It's the fun one.
Yeah.
It's a night. Because it is fun. It stands out a little bit, doesn't it? You know,
you'll be easier to find in a crowd for me.
Yes.
Maybe that's a reason not to get it then.
The other one could fit two of you in. So you could get a little Cornelius in the other one with you.
I don't want that to happen. Then.
Right. I'm going with Chevron.
I could wear a jumper under the black one.
What?
I could fit a thick jumper under the black one.
Well, no, I honestly, just because for reasons that it's nicer and different, that's all. Chevron.
I think it looks more waterproof as well.
The Chevron one?
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, we have a insight. Voice from Through the Glass, which is not Cass. Marta's saying, go with the black.
What, Marta, what? What are you saying, Marta?
Put your mic up.
Don't know what she's talking
she
about.
She said go for the black.
Yeah, well, you know, she always,
go for the
she
black.
Always says that. I
she's
say
reiterating that
I
point.
Say go for Chevron. However, we have filmed it. We will take a still or two, mm-hmm. put it on Twitter, and we'll find out what the people think about which Mac you should take. So you've got to keep one, and the other one needs to be sent back because it's going to be the... There it is. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and next, diversity, speaking of black, diversity paper review, except today it's with Johnny, who is a Jew.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Tuesdays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Kelly?
Hi, James. I've got some school mums coming over for lunch tomorrow, so I need something quick but impressive. Any thoughts?
Crunchy cauliflower couscous is perfect. Whiz up a cauliflower in a food processor and add pomegranate, apricots, spring onion, fresh herbs and some flaked almonds and pistachios from Asda's Good and Balanced range.
Yeah.
For the dressing, maple syrup, white wine vinegar and a bit of curry powder. And you've got a fabulous summer dish.
That sounds incredible.
It is, and if you want to try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 23rd and 26th of June to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Unlearn freedom with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3-metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only $4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Still thinking about the cauliflower couscous with pomegranate? All those nuts and fresh herbs and that dressing? Well, it's not just for Kelly. Now you can have it too, because Asda's pomegranate seeds are just £1 a pack. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as the full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. 80 grams.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Bound M4 is queuing. This is towards an accident at junction 4B for the M25, where two lanes are currently closed. So looking very busy there. The northbound M1 through Bedfordshire seems to be moving much better after earlier problems around junction 10 for the Luton Airport Spur Road. In Cromwell in Nottinghamshire, the A1 is currently closed north to deal with an accident near its junction with Main Street, affecting you as you head away from Newark towards Tuxford. And in Powys, the A470 in Caersus is currently closed at the A489 because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. This Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, good afternoon. Hello, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And, of course, we arrive tapping lightly at the multicultural door of the Diversity Paper Review. If you've not heard it before, it's very much this. Well, it's a paper review, but each day in a very upfront and blatant box-ticking exercise, it's done by a different diversity. It's the sort of thing Lenny Henry would tentpole his premiere in duvet over if he knew it existed at all, which I'm sure he probably doesn't. Today's diversity, we welcome back Johnny, who is a...
Jew.
Yes. What have you got?
Yes, that is correct. I am a Jew.
You are?
It's confirmed.
A Jew. What do you have in the papers?
Right, John. Let's start with your complaints. You've complained for 3 months now how I never give you any articles other than that are in the Star, the Mirror or the Sun.
It's showbiz articles, usually, yes.
Yeah, which I think are going to interest you.
Yes.
But they don't.
Well, no, because most of the people you tell me about I've never heard of and couldn't
That's
give.
That's because you're old.
Well, yes, and also, you know,
I have a life
and I can't...
You have a life?
Well,
you.
I mean...
John Holmes?
Well, I mean...
John Holmes, who's dressed as a gnome, has a life.
Yes, but, you know, we have to make ends meet and have to hear, as you know, I have to go and work as a novelty gnome in a garden centre. And that's why I don't get time to read your stupid papers.
Anyway,
yes.
So today, my articles, the first two, are taken from The Times. The Times.
Now, did you read these or has someone given them to you?
The Times.
Yes.
Let's just focus on the newspaper. Before we get into the, did I read it, did I not read it?
Yeah.
The Times.
The
like,
Times.
I actually
like
know
a proper newspaper.
Well, exactly. I actually know this newspaper exists. The Times.
Wow. Can you name any other newspapers that exist that aren't the ones you normally read?
No.
Okay. So what did you find?
24. Great newspaper. It's the newspaper now for the north of England. It launched yesterday.
Right, who's the editor? Jack Bauer?
It's a guy called... I spoke to him this morning.
Jack Bauer?
I've absolutely no idea what his name is, but...
Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer?
The only reason I know Jack Bauer's name, and I know you're going to hate me saying this, is because Chris Moores has interviewed him before. Other than that, I have no idea who he is.
Well, he isn't a real person, so how's Chris Moores interviewed him?
Anyway, The Times
Yes. I'm not sure Chris Moore is real, to be honest with you.
Anyway, be careful.
The Times.
The Times. So, the Times front page, because I didn't really want to read the article.
I understand what's happened. Have you just page. Walked past it in WH Smith's and gone, oh, that'll do?
Does it look like I do my own shopping?
Yes. Or your mum does it.
My mum does my clothes shopping.
Of course she does.
My sister bought my jacket, my mum bought my jeans.
This tells us so much about you. What did you see in the Times?
So the Times front page, rail firms are to be fined if trains are 1 minute late. Now, before we get into this, let's now think about you, John. What time are you supposed to be at work?
What time am I supposed to be at work? Yeah. Well, as long as I'm here for the show going on air, it doesn't matter.
Right, there's my joke gone. See, Ask Podcast likes you to be in...
Ask Podcast through the glass.
Through the glass. Likes you to be in about, what, 11:30-ish? 11:30, 12-ish?
Well, it doesn't... Well, she can like what she wants, but, you know.
She never gets what she wants.
No, no.
Always late.
You can't always get what you want.
Always late.
Well, I'm not late, because I have to be here for the show. That's, I don't have to be here before the show, according to my rules.
Who makes up the rules?
Me. Why don't I have to be here before the show? I'm contracted to do a show. As long as the show happens, everyone's happy. Well, not
it doesn't
happy.
Really happen, I mean, let's be honest.
Literally, no one's happy about it, but a show does happen. Well, I say a show. I mean, I use the word erroneously. Something happens between 1 and 4
that
o'clock.
That is true. Something does happen.
And it exists. And as long as I'm there for it, then it's fine.
That's fine.
So what's your point about trains?
Well, trains now, you're going to be fined if you're over 1 minute late. The trains will be fined. I'm a stickler for timings. I like, if someone says 11 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock. I don't want you to be there earlier. I'll always be early everywhere. I'll always be 5 minutes earlier. But as soon as it hits 11 o'clock, or if it hits that exact time I said, that is when I get annoyed if you're not turned up.
I kind of agree with you then. If you do say a time, it's polite and right to be on.
But I don't mind you being early, although don't get earlier than I'm early, because I always give 10 minutes extra. So why are people coming 15 minutes
before
they
supposed
to meet?
What's this got to do with trains?
Because trains are supposed to be there on time, otherwise you get fined.
Yes, so you're suggesting we fine people like trains?
Do you know what? I would, because on Saturday, I took my best friend right to the Taste of London Festival in Regent's Park, right?
Who's your best friend?
He's called Josh. Josh Joel Jacobs.
Is he imaginary?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. Carry on.
Right, so I went to pick up Josh at 11 o'clock. I said, Josh, I'm going to beat you at 11 o'clock and I'll take us to Regent's Park, yeah. Okay? 11 o'clock, I get to his front door.
Yeah.
I was actually there at 10:57, but 11 o'clock, I got out of my car, got to his house. His mum opens the door and goes...
He lives with his mum, right?
Yes, we all live with our mums.
Okay.
Does it look like any of us can do our own washing yet?
No.
No.
But the fact that Josh is an imaginary friend and lives with an imaginary mum you've imagined.
An imaginary mum. Yeah, an imaginary house.
It tells us again lot about you.
I got to his mum said, what are you doing here? I said, oh, I'm seeing Josh now. She goes, he's not here. I said, what? He'd gone for a run. So we didn't leave. He'd come back from his run at 11:03. We didn't leave till 11:18. Now, bearing in mind, I have checked the time for all of this.
Are you a bit OCD?
Yeah. It was 11:18 and we were then leaving to start our journey. And I was like, we said 11 o'clock. Where were you?
Right, so you would have happily taken a leaf out of the train company and fined him.
I think he should have been fined £5 for being late.
Why £5?
Well, because if I ask for 10, it's like too much. If I ask for 1, it's like irrelevant. But
how much are the train companies being fined?
Did you read the story?
Do I have the story on me?
No, probably not.
He was at 4:30 this morning.
You just saw a headline, didn't you?
Yes.
Great.
So, okay, well, overall, yes, I am with you. Certainly train companies should be punished more. I'll give you another for instance.
Please do.
So I was going to go to do a gym style fitness thing yesterday.
Wait,
which I do.
Stop. Let's go back to the beginning. The word you went to the gym.
Yes.
You. Can you reach anything?
I do go to the gym.
Can you reach anything?
Well, I can reach the handle to the door to get into the gym.
Apart from that?
No. So I didn't need to reach anything, because I was going to do an outdoor one. You know these outdoor ones that you have?
Oh, the stupid ones you get in the park?
Yeah. So I go and do that, right? But
they don't work, do they?
They work. Of course they work. They're good. So what I did was I left here, and then... This is anecdote going nowhere, but essentially, because of the trains, right, and two separate trains I have to get from here to get there, I missed the entire thing due to the trains, which cost me money, because I had to pay in advance to do that class. So I think that at the very least, because of them, they should refund any money that people lose personally because of their tardiness. So not only should they be fined and repay your fare, they should also refund you if you've missed something that costs you money because of them. Don't you think?
So 2 points on that. Number one, let's go over your second part, the latter part. So surely we could make up that, oh, I was supposed to have a massage for £100. What? There's £100,
no,
you know what I mean?
Okay, you'd have
so
to,
you need to go and
you'd have to prove it, wouldn't you? You'd have to say, look.
Could you imagine the paperwork in that? The
I don't care. Phase? Well, good. Tie them up in paperwork, stupid train idiot.
Just tie them up
and yes,
stop.
Southeastern, I'm looking at you. And yes, Thameslink, I'm also looking at you.
TfL, I'm not looking at you. Love you guys. Shout out.
I'm looking at them sometimes and cursing their
well,
very name.
Do you know what is interesting? Is I used to live in Birmingham, and the train, I used to live in Perry Bar, which is, we called Perry Barbados to make it seem a bit pleasant because it was a horrible place. And
you're so clever.
I know. I didn't actually come up with that, but I like that idea. I stole it. So the train used to come once an hour at night. And if you missed that out, if you missed it when it came on that dot at like, I think it was like 53,
yeah,
and you got there at 54, then you had to wait a whole another hour. Now they're saying the 24/7 trains are coming in soon. And I've been thinking about this logically. I have to be at work for 4:30 in the morning, okay? So at the moment, I leave home at 4. Now,
For those listening who don't know why, Johnny also works on the Paul Ross Full Send Breakfast Show.
Thank you. And well, I could work anywhere.
Context.
You know, thank you.
Which explains a lot about the Paul Ross Full Send Breakfast Show.
What does it explain? Why we have so many great showbiz people like Nikki Graham from Big Brother in yesterday.
Carry on.
That was for me. So if the 24-hour trains come in, and usually I'd leave home at 4, but I would be late to work because it takes me 40 minutes to get in.
Right.
So I don't want to be in work
I don't mean to be rude,
so,
but I don't
I'd have
rude,
to
right?
get out.
But shut up, because this is boring now. No one wants to know your in and out commuting nonsense.
People like to know if I'm in or out.
Not in this week's. Not that you're in a referendum, unless you were both. Are you in or out? Are you in or out? I don't necessarily mean the referendum.
Moving on to our second story.
Yes.
The Times, page 25. See, I actually went inside the Times paper.
Wow. Straight to page 25. Come on, what is it?
Tesco stores are not to be all 24/7. So about 3 years ago, they said, okay, let's make Tesco's 24/7. You know, have it open all hours. They're now saying that due to, you know, e-commerce, that you're now buying things online, that you don't actually go to a shop at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Like, if you want a midnight feast, you go to the shops at, like, 11 p.m. But who's going to go and do a whole shopping spree at, like, 2 a.m?
Yeah, well, people who don't like a busy shop.
People
I mean,
like,
you could, technically, because one of the, you know, the bane of everyone's life is, if you don't shop online, going to the supermarket, isn't it, and queuing and all
but
that
why would you stay up to 2 a.m. to do your shop?
Well, you might be an insomniac.
You've just... Okay, for that one person, or those 100 people, yeah, all shops are. So they've cut down on 200 shops now to make them not 24/7, so they'll close at midnight.
Right, so that's what Tesco do. This is just a money saving.
Well, money saving and also practicality, really. You know, most people now do their shop online. Do you do your food shop online?
Yes.
Although, whenever you put in bananas, they always come. You always have to wait like 2 weeks for them to actually be edible, because they're not.
Can't you request the right type of banana?
Ask my mum. She does the food shop.
Say, it's not you, is it?
No, of course not.
What is funny when you do your food shopping online, of course, is when you get that, you order something, and then they they bring you something that isn't what you ordered as an alternative.
Oh, completely.
Because they were out of stock. The best one I had, and I am not lying, the best one I had, right, was for some reason, this is going back some years, but I don't know why, for some reason I ordered some, must have been having a barbecue, I ordered some skewers. Like just skewers to make you put your own meat or fish on for a barbecue, right? I ordered skewers. I got the shopping arrived, and I looked at the receipt, and the driver, I looked at it, and it said, the skewers you ordered aren't available. We have replaced them with panty liners. I mean, what twisted man in a warehouse?
Please say you didn't put them on the barbecue.
Or, well actually, they were tastier than some budget burgers I've had before. But honestly, what twisted warehouse worker went, I know what I'll do. I'm going to... Skewers? Uh-uh. Anyway.
And finally,
yes.
In the mail today, women have dozens of bras, but only wear two. So people are admitting to having, you know, full drawers of these bras, and, you know, they're probably quite expensive. And they only actually ever wear two of them.
Two bras?
Yeah. The same two bras.
At the same time?
Well, only if they've got, like,
four
massive
breasts.
Boobs and they can't cover half of that, so you use two to cover the other half.
I see you've thought this through.
Thank you.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't. Hang on, we need a woman's perspective. Cass, ass prod Cass through the glass...
Welcome to the diversity pay-per-view.
Hang on, I knew this would happen.
Cass,
Cass,
do you wear a bra? Cass wants to know.
Question one, yes, do you, yes? Yes. Yeah.
She doesn't even answer this yet.
Yes.
How many bras do you wear?
At any one time?
Well, that's the first... That's part A.
I wear one at a time.
Right, good. Do you have loads of bras? Part B.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Do you only wear two of those bras?
No. Because they get sweaty.
The image is in my head right now.
Oh, God. I want to cleanse myself.
Well, you asked.
I didn't ask that. What... But how many bras? Because this is based on the news. So a woman
this
wears,
is a serious story.
So two bras out of all the loads of bras that she's got. I'm just wondering, as a woman, you know, you are approaching one. Do you... how many bras do you wear? Do you go with this story, or do you think that story is not true?
Well, for me, it's not.
I've got a part D question to that.
God! A cup D question.
Do you wear a bra that actually fits your breasts?
I don't like the way he says breasts. Do you like?
No, I don't. To answer this question.
Well, I tell you why I've asked that question, because the reason why we I don't know why we're making this plural now for me and you. I mean, I know I'm overweight, but
yeah.
The reason why girls only wear two, because there's only actually two bras that actually fit them. So they've got a whole cupboard of them.
Oh, that's
so
the
they
story,
fit
right.
them. Okay. So I actually do. So
no,
Cass.
They all fit me.
Oh. Okay.
Can I go in it? Do I have to? This is just awful.
I can't like this. Can you go for an E question, please?
No, we're out of time. So, Johnny, thank you very much for your diversity paper review.
Thank you, John.
And that was Johnny doing the papers. He is a...
Someone with way too much information now in my head. And I'm a Jew.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat, and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about getting the most out of your new car. It's about getting free road tax. It's about enjoying better fuel efficiency. It's about saving you money every month. At Arnold Clark, it's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Just after 3 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, jail for life for a father who killed his six-year-old, Cameron's plea to remain in the EU, and Tim Peake gives his first news conference after returning to Earth.
Talk Radio.
A man has been sentenced to life with a minimum of 23 years for murdering his six-year-old daughter just months after winning her back in a custody battle. Ben Butler battered Ellie to death in South London in 2013, then tried to frame her youngest sibling over her death. His partner has been given 42 months in prison after being convicted of child cruelty and perverting the course of justice. John Brown from the NSPCC says worries had been flagged up during the custody case.
We did indicate that he had issues in relation to his anger, issues in relation to aggression, issues in relation to deception, and clearly previous concerns in relation to harm of Ellie as well. So, I mean, I think, you know, we do need to look at the way in which courts make these decisions.
David Cameron has appealed to older people to vote to remain in the EU.
Do think about the hopes and dreams of your children and grandchildren. They know their chances to work, to travel, to build the sort of open and successful society they want to live in rests on this outcome.
In a speech on the steps of Downing Street, the Prime Minister also said the UK's economy and national security would be weaker if we left. He's argued that being part of the European Union amplifies Britain's power in the world. A young British man has appeared in court in the US in shackles, accused of trying to kill Donald Trump. Michael Stephen Sanford from Dorking in Surrey was arrested at a rally in Las Vegas on Saturday after allegedly trying to reach for a police officer's weapon when he asked for the presidential hopeful's autograph. Belgian prosecutors say a man who sparked an alert at a Brussels shopping centre this morning was found to have only salt and cookies strapped to him. He called police earlier saying he'd been kidnapped and given an explosive belt which could be set off remotely. The man has a criminal record and a history of psychiatric problems. Police say a man has died after he caught on fire at the Glastonbury Festival. Officers say they don't believe his death is suspicious and are treating it as unexplained. And British astronaut Tim Peake says he'd go back to space in a heartbeat. He arrived back on Earth at the weekend after 6 months on the International Space Station. Major Tim says he has mixed feelings about coming home.
When you're on Earth, you wish you're in space, and when you're in space, you wish you're on Earth. So you do think about Earth a lot when you're in space, and you do miss the fresh air and the smells and everything. So it's nice to be back in a very familiar environment.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some people are never bloody satisfied, are they?
Do you care to elaborate?
Tim Peake. Oh, when I'm on Earth, which was in space. When I'm in space, which was on Earth. Put your mind up. Victoria's got the weather.
A largely fine and warm day for most with sunny spells. However, it will be breezier and cloudier across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland with some showers, highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. And now Ben has got the sport live this afternoon. He's got the sport live from a fireworks display.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Northern Ireland could make it a clean sweep of home nations through to the knockout stages of Euro 2016 later. They face world champions Germany, knowing that even a defeat might just be enough to get them out of Group C in third place. England and Wales both made it through yesterday. Northern Ireland boss Michael O'Neill is hoping to join them and is relishing the opportunity.
When we qualified in October, if you'd offered us the chance to play the world champions in Paris, the victory could possibly mean that we win the group. I think we would have happily taken that. So We'll work off that basis, and we'll work off the basis that this is an opportunity for all of us.
Barclays Premier League champions Leicester City have signed Spanish defender Luis Hernandez on a free transfer. Centre-back has signed a four-year deal. Finally, England's bowlers have started well in the first of five one-day internationals against Sri Lanka. After winning the toss of the field, Sri Lanka is 63-3 after 12 overs. That's the latest sports news powered by Talksport.
Thanks very much, Ben. Ben there with the sport live from a fireworks display. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And it's time for the big debate. So in the news then, of course, as you'll have heard with Victoria there, Tim Peake is back. Tim Peake back. Can't make his mind up whether he likes space or Earth. You heard him talking about it there. But the big news is that some children in a school have dressed up as astronauts to welcome him home in a welcome home video. This is a school, Old Park Primary School in Telford in Shropshire. The children dressed as astronauts and performed a song that they wrote in tribute to Tim Peake. And it's been well received. Many of the teachers say, well, we've been studying space, the obvious topic being space. We've learned about Tim Peake. We've also learned about Neil Armstrong. It was important the children knew about the history of this as well. And on the telephone listening to that, here on Talk Radio, home of debate, listening to me say the words Neil Armstrong is Jason. And, well, Jason, I mean, it's not, I know it's kneeling that makes you absolutely livid, but it's what we do it with. I'm right, aren't I, Jason? Because you're very much against knees.
That's correct, John. Good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon. Hello, very well, thank you.
I have no time for knees at all, right, John. I think, well, I'll tell you, actually, recently in the news, a study from the University of Nuneaton has shown that knees are the single most useless part of the body.
Yep.
Second was elbows, very close, but similar as well, actually.
Yeah.
I hate them both, but I hate knees more than anything on this planet.
Right. Well, okay. Well, I mean, that's interesting. Stay there, because I've got Paul on the other line, and he's taking the opposing point of view, because he thinks we do still need knees. You think knees have still got a place in 2016? Is that right, Paul?
Of course they have, John.
Yeah.
I love a bit of knee action. Yeah. I mean, what better than sort of, you know, getting down to your knees on a weekday. And, you know, mentioned there's a study from the Nathan University of Aberystwyth said that knees are in the top 10 most useful joints in the body. So, yeah, you know, knees are clearly a leader in many of the polls. Now, the polls can be wrong, but, I mean, I'm not a racialist.
Well, look, the point is, isn't it, both views are available a bit for balance. And let's look at this in ironically straight terms, because if you took out the knee, we would be left with straight legs, right, Jason? So you're, yeah, against the notion of straight legs. But it never, I mean, you're against the notion of bent legs. You want straight. You're for straight legs. You're against knees. And do you, I mean, you're right in a sense, because it never harmed a pirate, did it, having the straight wooden leg with no built-in knee?
That's correct. Many popular pirates of the day had the wooden leg, no knee at all on one leg, and that ever, they seem to do all right. They had good careers pirating.
Yeah.
Some of the best pirates around.
What you're saying is it didn't get in the way. They were perfectly able to function. No, well, that's a point, isn't it, Paul? You know, have you considered this? If we remove knees, all we're doing really is going back to the days of pirates with wooden legs. What's wrong with that?
Well, why don't you tell that to Captain Hook? You know, if he hadn't any knees, you know, he could have lost his whole arm leaning down to that crocodile. And, of course, his famous assistant, Mr. Knee.
Yes. What would... my question to both of you here, and we'll start with you, Jason, is, yes, because you're against the knees, what would we put up Mother Brown?
John,
I mean, what would we, you know, what would we put, without knees, what would we put up Mother Brown?
Oh, John, this is why you're the big bucks,
this
John.
This is the point, isn't it?
Sort of risky humour.
This is the point. I mean, this is the question. You've got to. The question remains. You know, you just haven't thought the argument through. Paul, right? Jason hasn't thought the argument through here, right? So you've got Mother Brown, right? What I'm asking is a simple question: alternative suggestions, all right? Obviously broadcastable, right? But you've got to have an alternative. You can't come round with a point of view and not have an alternative.
Well, you're right. You've got to have an alternative.
Yes.
What would you put up, Mother Brown?
Yes.
Off the top of my head, Julie Hartley Brewer, possibly.
Yes.
But, I mean, you're quite right. Well, thank you. Yeah. You can expand it out, can't you? Because,
yeah,
you know, what would you put in place after the head, the shoulder, and before the toes?
Well, that was the point I was coming to. It's already one of the texts we've had in. Heads, shoulders, what, and toes, exactly?
Yeah, and of course, you know, where would the Olympics be without our great Olympic person, Denise Lewis?
Yes,
of course. Don't forget her and that famous song from the Jungle Book, the bear necessitates knees.
Yes. Well, no, this is a good point, because would you have to, I mean, let's ask Jason. Jason, is it the concept of the knee, or is it the word? Do we have to remove the word from, as well as removing the knees from legs, do we have to remove the word from, put the word beyond, word knee beyond use wherever it is? Is that what you're advocating?
No, John, I'm not some sort of knee fascist. I just want to get rid of the joint. I'm sure the word is fine
right.
in use, because without the syllable knee, we wouldn't have Denise Van Outen, would we?
No, that is another good point. I mean, so we're all about keeping the word. We've established that, but if it's really the joint, you could. So what if it bent? You've mentioned the straight legs. What if it bent the other way? What if a knee didn't bend the way it does, but bent the other direction? Is it the direction they bend in that worries you, or the fact that they bend at all, Jason?
It is the fact, John, that it is a joint.
Yes.
All joints are abhorrent, okay?
Yeah, all joints.
All
yes.
joints.
Okay.
All joints would be totally rigid people, like our bodies would just be just stuck out stiff, and
yeah.
I think that's okay. I would like to see that in all humans.
Yeah, it's just that it's the bending that worries you. All right, well, no, that's his point, isn't it, Paul? I mean, what do you think, Paul, to that notion? I mean, Jason is very much anti the bending. It's not so much the word; it's how these things move that he doesn't like. I mean, do you like the way they do move? What's your? I'm just trying to get to the notion of what your actual point is.
Well, I like the way they move. This anti-knee lobby,
yeah.
I think it's quite disturbing in this day and age, really, because I mean, as much as you know, it's great when it's stiff. Why are we bothered about it being bent today? I think that he's just a bit of a bigot.
Yeah, well, yes, I mean, that's strong words. But let me bring in this point of view. There have been trials in Sweden where they took out people's knees, right, for a year. And you can't argue this fact. The crime rate in Sweden then dropped. Burglaries, attacks, any crime that involved running away decreased. There was an increase in public order offences for nudity because it was hard for anyone to put trousers on. But apart from that, in Sweden, this has worked. You can't argue with that, removing knees, Paul.
Well, there was, of course, that sort of maniac who went on the loose with all of the knees that they collected, you'll remember, in Tanzania, all of the knees that they'd
yes.
taken in for experimenting. And a bit of a crazy joint that was. He went off on one. But other than the select few,
yes.
I think generally people use knees very, very well. And there's no complaints as far as I'm concerned. We talk about removing the knees. What would you do about the nephew?
Yeah, well, again, it's also a fair question. Are you back, Jason?
I am.
Jason,
sorry about my wind problems there, John.
No, you were noisy. But listen, you're saying take the knees out. Now, there's a lot of suggestions as to what we would do with the ball joints, because you can't just... that's going to be a surfeit of ball joint. You can't just have a pile of them. What are you going to do with them? I mean, there's one argument. Let me put this to you. Children's ball pits, you fill it with knee mm-hmm. joints instead. Children play amongst the bones. Is that, you know, are you happy with that? Because that's what will happen.
I would love to see that happen in real life, John.
Yeah.
That is a dream of mine for this to happen.
Yeah.
Kids playing around
in
with ball joints.
Severed knee bones.
Yes.
Yes.
Perhaps with blood still, stained on
yeah.
the bones themselves.
And that's what
I don't see a problem with that. And I think in an ideal world, I'd love to see that, John.
Of course, this would also mean the end of curtsying, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Being deferential to a monarch. And that would leave... Well, wait a minute, because that's going to leave to a livid queen. If you think about it, you go up to the queen and you can't curtsy anymore, she's going to be... Is that what you... Jason, is that what you want? You want a livid queen?
Well, you were talking about alternatives, John. There is an alternative to curtsying. It's quite an obvious one if you think about it, really. You could just fall flat on your face in front of the queen. I think she'd respect that.
Yeah. Well, Paulie, that's fair, isn't it? The queen curtsying might not be low enough for the queen. We had that. You remember when that microphone was too close to the queen during the last garden party, when they did catch the queen off mic saying that she wanted people to be lower than curtsying. Obviously, she said it in private, and you know, we didn't necessarily quote that conversation, but she did say it. You know, she said, curtsying, people aren't low enough. It's not deferential enough. I want them to be flat on their face. Maybe this is the way forward, Paul.
I think this is unpatriotic to the point of fascist. I mean, what's better than being given the honour in your lifetime of getting down on your knees in front of a queen?
Yeah. Well, there we must leave that that debate. If you've got an opinion about knees and whether or not we should be trying to hang on to them or whether we should put them beyond use in this day and age, whether they're just old-fashioned, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. Gentlemen, could you please sum up this debate for us in one word? Jason, first of all.
Wind.
And Paul.
Balls.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion, you know the number. We are Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox Service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only $18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London ban in force queuing towards Junction 4B for the M25, where two lanes are blocked by an accident. Congestion back to Slough at Junction 6. The southbound M1 in Northamptonshire is reported to be partially blocked by an accident near 17 for Dunchurch. That's slowing you down. A breakdown near Birmingham on the northbound in 6 making things quite heavy. Junction 6 up to 7. Nottinghamshire's northbound A1 through Newark on Trent has been officially closed now near the Newark showground for the recovery of an accident involving a lorry. And in Powys, the A470 near Caersus is currently closed because of an accident around the A489. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio, yes. And if you've just joined us, you've missed the big debate, the 3 o'clock big debate, which today was whether or not we still need knees in this, the 2016 century. Do we still need them or are they an irrelevance? A lot of text coming in on the use of knees, a lot of reaction coming in, Cornelius, I understand.
Yes, yeah. Lots of reaction coming in, John. Fingers Wakely says, knees, well, if we get rid of them, we can say goodbye to stairs and getting knighthoods.
Yeah.
And Joint Fan says, oh man, you guys need to just chill. I don't think it's that type of joint.
No, thanks very much for that. This has come in as well. John, you mentioned pirates who coped perfectly well with having straight wooden legs without without a joint in. Let's not forget, and I think we should take a moment to remember, that Elvis Presley famously had a wooden heart. Obviously died when it got all fat around it from the burgers. But that's... you know, it doesn't rule out the fact that we can be made of wood, John, and still continue to have relatively normal lives. That's come in from Priscilla. We did pose the question, of course, if we get rid of knees, head, shoulders, what, and toes?
Yes.
And I asked for alternative suggestions. Several have come in, of course. This is from Denny. He said thighs. Neck has come in as a suggestion, head, shoulders, neck and toes.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't do that. It's not enough of a gap because you've got head, shoulders, necks next to the shoulder.
Yeah,
and you've got a long way to go to the toes. Well. So you need something. So I was suggesting you need something in the middle. And so Paul's been on and suggested perineum.
Yes. Catchy.
Which would ruin primary school rhymes in many ways. It's time for a week's worth of lazy PR. So a roundup then, if you will, or let's be honest, even if you won't, of lazy PR. If you've not heard it before, it works like this. We work in the media, that's spelled M-E-E-D-J-A, media. And because we work in the media, we get bombarded, carpet bombed by PR companies from these marketing people who offer us guests or prize opportunities or just general stuff to fill time. Now, this kind of thing is catnip to BBC local radio and indeed other radio programmes not a million miles away. Poor Ross. But when we get sent it, we, of course, regard it with the disdain it deserves. For they send it to... basically, they've never listened to this show. And probably not even this. All they've done is they've taken their client, who's paid them a lot of money, and they've just carpet-bombed the entire media industry by sending out a press release without even thinking about where it's going. It's just copy and paste, to hope that some of the S-word sticks to the wall. That is lazy PR. We like to bring you the laziest examples that we've received over the preceding week. Cornelius.
Oh, John, hi.
Hi there. So what's come in that we wouldn't touch with a barge pole
well,
this week?
Charlotte's been on.
Hi, Charlotte.
Yeah, she says, hey, Con, let me know if you want to do anything with this. Celebrate National Picnic Week from the 11th to the 19th of June 2016 with a touch of class at the Lancaster, London, with its summer takeaway afternoon tea.
Right.
Pick up a package from Lancaster, London and head across the road to enjoy an al fresco afternoon tea in Hyde Park on a glorious summer's day.
That's optimistic.
The afternoon tea will be beautifully packaged and feature traditional British treats priced at £19.50 per person.
What? What'd you get for that?
This picnic includes delights such as mini passion fruit and raspberry macaroons.
50p each.
Fresh out of the oven scones.
Make your own.
In brackets it says plain and raisin.
See above.
And homemade strawberry jam.
Right, it's made in the home, it's cheap.
And Cornish clotted cream. That's come all the way from Cornland, so yes. That's not bad. Plus iced tea in a retro glass with straw.
For £19.50. I could go to down the supermarket, other supermarkets are available, and buy that for about £5.
Yeah, but John, what you're forgetting, look, I haven't finished.
Oh.
This picnic does come in a handy bag with napkins and cutlery.
You're absolutely right, because other than them, I wouldn't know where to get my hands on a handy bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Or napkins or cutlery.
Exactly. So, it's you know, if anything, it's a bargain now.
Yeah.
And there are the optional add-ons of juice and champagne, which are charged separately.
Of course they are. Seriously, though, if you want a picnic, right, in Hyde Park on a glorious summer's day, optimistic, right, just buy that and go yourself.
Yeah,
just buy
some
macaroons.
Hyde Park is free.
Buy some scones, or scones, for balance, with plain and raisin for balance again, with homemade strawberry jam, make some jam, Cornish clotted cream from Cornland, an ice chip. Buy that from a supermarket, put it in a bag, take some napkins and cutlery, go and sit in Hyde Park for free. Thereby, that afternoon tea is free.
I'll let Charlotte what we did know what we did on that. So
lazy PR. I've got one here that came in. It says this. Lifelong love of birds inspires novelist Millie Johnson. That's what I got. And it started, I thought, very boldly. Dear Pete. I mean, that is cut and pasting to the nth degree there, isn't it? Dear Pete. Author Millie Johnson is incredibly warm, funny and charismatic. Now, if you have to write that down, right, she isn't. Right. Her latest novel is a story of love and laughter set in a ramshackle animal sanctuary in Yorkshire. Would you be interested in an interview with Millie? I mean, I'm sure she's lovely. And then, what I love about this, right, that because they assume not only are they lazy by sending it all out, they assume we as presenters are lazy, which is actually true, mm-hmm. right? But you know when you... I mean, you will hear this on BBC local radio. Right?
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
Okay. But then it tells you what to say and do.
Ah, excellent.
It just says, an interesting angle for the interview could be her inspiration for this book or her passion for birds. Recently, this could be an interesting talking point with Millie, she went on a bird handling course. She went to a falconry centre in Yorkshire and learned how to fly vultures and eagle owls and others. Please find attached more information. I look forward to hearing from you. All the best from Jess. Well, I'll pass it on to Pete. And I'm sure Pete will be very pleased to have Millie on talking about birds. That is almost it for a week's worth of Lazy PR. And it just leaves me with the subject header of the week. Lazy PR email subject header of the week. Rose talk. A talk about roses at Squires in Shepperton.
Oh.
Great. A week's worth of Lazy PR. Still to come, you can win lettuce. Yes. Yes, a lettuce up for grabs. An EU referendum souvenir talk radio lettuce. You can choose from leaf or romaine. See, two different types of lettuce. But the choice is, as with the referendum, the choice is yours. They're both there for balance. But you can choose. Okay? For balance. In a game of band or name of tent. Now, tents are named with ludicrous names by their manufacturers. Bands have names. It's a Glastonbury Festival-themed celebratory game of band or tent. If you would like to play... Here's what you do. You text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then somehow indicate using words that you'd like to play. We will call you. We will call you back. Band or tent coming on Talk Radio next.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria's got the news.
A man's been jailed for at least 23 years for battering his six-year-old daughter to death just months after winning custody of her. Ellie Butler's mother's also been jailed for 3 years for child cruelty after the six-year-old was killed at their home in South London in 2013. Sky's Richard Suchet has more from the Old Bailey.
They basically created a plot to make it look like an accident. They lied about the 999 call. They pretended to perform CPR and they lied because they feared that Ben Butler would eventually be convicted, and indeed he's been found guilty of murder here today. She has been found guilty of child cruelty in relation to an injury that was found on the shoulder of Ellie Butler, believed to have been there for weeks before she died.
David Cameron has made a direct plea to parents and grandparents, warning a vote to quit the EU on Thursday would hit future generations the hardest. His former policy guru and Leave campaigner Steve Hilton's branded the speech weird, saying the Prime Minister's lost the economic and immigration argument. Police are investigating after emojis of a gun and a knife were posted on the Facebook page of an MP. The message was sent to Conservative Craig McKinley just days after the death of Joe Cox. A man has died from serious burns at Glastonbury Festival. Police say they're treating the death at the site yesterday as unexplained but not suspicious. And men's skirts and thigh-high boots could be next summer's must-have items if Milan's fashion shows are anything to go by. The city's 2017 spring summer exhibition has seen the likes of Gucci and D Squared blurring gender boundaries. The weather: rain in the southwest and showers in the north tonight. Dry elsewhere with lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow, wet weather in the south will generally ease during the day. Heavy thunder showers in the southeast later on, though, and brighter with some showers in the north. There's more in half an hour.
Is that what you're going to be taking at Glastonbury?
Excuse me?
Is that what you're going to be taking at Glastonbury?
Am I going to be taking a men's skirt?
No. Ease during the day.
No.
Okay, just checking.
Good.
You're so inappropriate.
It's what you kids do down at the Glastonbury, isn't it?
I don't think you should be promoting
that. I'm not, absolutely not condoning it or promoting it in any way whatsoever.
Sounds like you are.
Absolutely would never do that. I'm just saying that that's what some people do, and they should not.
They do at Glastonbury
as
well.
I know they do. Just say no, kids.
Openly. I get disgusted by it.
Just say no, kids. Men's skirts, however, absolutely why not?
I don't need a man's skirt. I've got girl skirts.
Well, yes, I know, but that wasn't the point of the story. I mean, I think it's fair that we can wear men thigh-high boots and skirts, should we wish.
My former landlord used to.
Oh, hereby hangs a tale. What? Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He used to have a thigh-high pair of red leather boots. Kinky boots, if you wish.
What did you wish?
I never wish to see them.
Okay. And how do you know? Did he open the door?
He bragged about it, and he said he had a leopard print kilt, and he said that if I had accepted his invite to New Year's Eve, then I would have seen it.
And you don't live there anymore.
I don't.
I wouldn't know why. That was Victoria with the news. Next, a game of... Coming up very shortly, we'll discover new music. But after that, a game of band... or tent. If you'd like to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then somehow indicate using words that you would like to play a game of band or tent. We will call you back.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, surely coming, that game of band or tent. However, as you know, I mean, as any fool know, the optimum time for discovering brand new music is at 25 to 4 on a Tuesday afternoon. And, well, you know what? That's why we do it here.
The John Holmes 22nd Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, a new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
It is a 22nd Showcase, and it works like this. If you're in a new band or musical group, maybe you're unsigned and you'd like some national radio airplay, where better for it to go than on a predominantly talk radio station at, as I said, 3:36 on a Tuesday afternoon. It's where we discover new music. And the thing about this is, right, it's not like... You know, you can waste your time sending your music to Georgie Rogers there, maybe, off of Virgin, who discovers the new music. She's Virgin, of course, our sister station. And you could maybe send it to, if you'd so desire, you know, you could go to where John Peel is buried, dig down through the sod, right, and leave your CD atop his coffin. Right, for him to listen to in the afterlife. You could do that, right? But the thing is about the likes of John Peel and John Peel on BBC Radio 1, the thing is about John Peel and Georgie Rogers is that they will listen to them, not so much John now, but certainly Georgie will listen to the music that she gets from unsigned bands, and she'll spend time doing that, and then what she'll do is curate it, and she'll play the things that she thinks are really good on her radio show. What a selfish, idiotic way to behave, when what you could just do is take all of the music you're sent, put it in a pile, pick something out at random, and then play the first 20 seconds of it without listening to it first. That is a level playing field, my friend. That is how you do it. It's what we do in 20 Second Showcase. So if you are in a band and you'd like a chance of getting your new music played on the radio, then you can send your links. Other deodorants are available. To 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with your band name.
Yes. And then we could well put you into the pile. You could well be picked out seemingly and completely at random. First 20 seconds played. And then, if we like it, it does indeed go into the file marked Georgie Rogers. If we don't like it, it goes into the file marked...
Russell Kane.
Because Russell Kane also has a show on Virgin Radio. but he knows nothing about music. So that's how it works. 20-second showcase. Who's in the running today, Cornelius?
Oh well, let me introduce to you the Fake Tales.
Oh, it's like Talk Radio introducing.
Yeah.
The Fake Tales.
The Fake Tales,
as in fib stories or like a sort of faux fur appendage.
Fib stories.
Right.
They are a four-piece band from Northwest London. They like to have fun there. That's what they've said. They sent a message saying, "Hello, not sure if we'll get a reply, but it's worth a shot. My band, The Fake Tales, have recently released a new single / music video, and it would mean the world if you could give it a listen and see what you think.
Well,
here's a link. We love the station. Keep up the great work."
Great. So what are they called? The Fake Tales?
The Fake Tales, and this song is called... If You Were Right,
yep.
I'd Agree With You.
If You Were Right, I'd Agree With You by The Fake Tales, the first 20 seconds.
How long do you take my word for something you...
First 20 seconds of... The Fake Tales is song that they sent there. Now, let's take a quick poll of the room. Paddington and Cornelius.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. Let's imagine it's like Six Music's round table with Steve Lamac, which of course is French for the Mac. What did you make of it?
It's hard to say because it's such a short amount of music, I guess that's very much the point of what we're doing.
That's right.
Yeah, it was all right. I liked it a bit. Yeah, the plinky guitars. I liked it.
Plinky. I wasn't sure about the vocal at first, I'll be
no,
honest with you.
No, but then I grew into it.
Did you?
Yes.
Let's go through the glass and ask Marta, first of all. Marta is pressing buttons the other side of the glass. Marta, what did you make of that in a BBC Six Music, Steve Lamac, French for the Max, round table style?
I didn't like it.
Fine. Ask Prodcas, who is a little... Beauty, lovely little ray of sunshine brings joy to all around her. What did you make of it?
Didn't like it.
Fine. Right. So, in that case, it's going into the folder marked
Russell Kane.
That's right. We've taken a straw poll of the room. That's the new system.
Okay.
The straw poll of the room, because it's like Steve Lamac on Roundtable. I've decided
sure,
it's like
okay.
that, which is French for the Mac. I like it when Steve Lamac goes on holiday.
Why?
Well, then he comes back, and that's the return of Lamac.
It is!
Return of Lamac.
Oh, my God!
Return of Lamac.
Down out the world.
Return of Lamac.
Here I am.
That was the 20-second showcase. If you're in a band or a musical group, then do get us your musics. We will play that on the radio. If it's picked at random out of the pile, the first 20 seconds... who knows? Whatever happens, you get national radio airplay. And it could lead to big things. That's right. So, 20-second showcase. That's what it was. Still to come, a game of band or tent. Your chance to win a EU referendum souvenir lettuce. We've got two to give away. You can choose from leaf or romaine. For balance. A game of band or tent. You're playing for lettuce. Next on Talk Radio.
The John Holmes 20-second showcase in association with EARS, nature's way of listening to music.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family or you're off to France with a football.
Incroyable.
Halfords have got everything you need. From motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £125. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less November 2015 to April 2016. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Sun. Rain. Sun. Rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from The Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me covered. Company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London ban in force queuing towards junction 4B for the M25, where two lanes are blocked by an accident. Congestion back to Slough at junction 6. The southbound M1 in Northamptonshire is reported to be partially blocked by an accident near 17 for Dunchurch. That's slowing you down. A breakdown near Birmingham on the northbound in 6, making things quite heavy. Junction 6 up to 7. Nottinghamshire's northbound A1 through Newark on Trent has been officially closed now near the Newark showground for the recovery of an accident involving a lorry. And in Powys, the A470 near Kaisous is currently closed because of an accident around the A489. I'm Joina Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, Talk Radio. Band or tent coming up momentarily. Before that, just some of your reactions that have been coming in this afternoon, Cornelius. A lot of reactions, I understand.
Yes, lots coming in, John. Paul Marketing says, don't be like the Slovakian team. Come down to this bar and get some shots away. And producer says, I don't really care. I'm off to Glastonbury tomorrow.
Right, thanks very much indeed for those reactions. You can react 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, then it's time to give away a lettuce. That's what's happening in the next 15 minutes on the radio. And it's an EU referendum Talk Radio souvenir lettuce. Because you can choose for balance for either leaf, which of course is the common lettuce grown by most gardeners, home gardeners, or romaine, which is the kind of lettuce you get in a Caesar salad. Leaf or romaine? Up for grabs, the EU referendum souvenir lettuce. And today we're giving it away in a game of band or tent. Band or tent. On the phone to play is Steve. He's on the phone to play. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right, thank you. How are you, Steve?
I'm pretty good, you know. Yeah,
okay.
Pretty good.
All right, fine. We'll be the judge of that, though, Steve. Right, whereabouts in the world do we find you, Steve? Where are you?
Barnet.
Barnet?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And what are you doing this afternoon, Barnet? Anything interesting or not?
Well, I'm actually working at a theatre. How about that?
Are you? What are you doing at the theatre?
Well, we've kind of got there's like a built-in gallery at the theatre, so I'm just making sure that kids don't put their gobby mitts all over the £10 paintings and that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I'm on a sort of late break, as it were.
Fine. All right. Well, are you a fan of lettuce?
I love lettuce, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites of the sort of vegetable things that you can have to eat.
Interestingly, you can't ask him which type of lettuce he wants because we'd have to balance it out with a cooler. So Aidan's going to have to tell Cass off there.
I've figured that out.
Okay.
Right? He can have both lettuces.
Oh, really?
Right, and then choose in the comfort of his own home. So that's how it works. Because it's an EU referendum lettuce. It's leaf or romaine.
Oh, right? Yeah.
He gets both because he gets a choice for balance. Yeah? That's how it's great. Going to... And that's what you win in okay. a game of band or ten. Now, very, very simply, I've got a list of things here, right?
Yeah.
There are a list of things, right. Steve. And they're either the name... It's a name. It's a list of names, I'll be honest with you. And it's either the name of a band or genuinely the name that a Ponzi manufacturer...
Right.
As given to a tent, because they give them, okay. you know, names. So okay. it's simply band or tent. We're playing it, of course, because it's Glastonbury this week. It'll start sort of open to the public on Thursday or tomorrow, open to the public?
It opens to the public right. sort of tonight, tomorrow.
Cornelius, you're going?
I am going, Steve, so I should be good at this.
Steve, are you going?
I'm not going to Glastonbury, no.
Okay, but, you know, you could get lettuce.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
Equally as good. Yeah,
it's fine. Okay, so band or tent, here we go. Eyes down, gentlemen. All you've got to do is give me band or tent when I call out things. Ask Prodcast is through the glass and he's keeping score. Here we go. Alphabetical order. Steve versus Cornelius. Steve first. Band or tent? Mountain King. Mountain King.
Oh, that's got to be a tent.
It's a black metal band. Oh, very poor start. Cornelius, Big Horn.
Tent.
Yes.
Yes.
Is a tent. That's right.
This is rigged.
It's certainly, well, tents have to be or they fall down. Wind Jammer. Steve. Wind Jammer.
Tent.
No, it's a band. Wind Jammer is a band. Yeah. Yes. Sawtooth.
Bit of a rubbish tent name, so I'm going to go band.
It is a band, good.
Yes.
Three Man Dingo.
Oh, band.
No, it's a tent.
That's
genuinely a tent. Tenton.
Tenton, band.
Yes, from Massachusetts. Cascade.
Band.
Tent.
Oh
dear. Purple Dome.
I'm going to go for a very simple tent.
It is a tent.
Yes!
It is a tent. Purple dome tent. Steve, Mountainous Rim.
That's got to be a tent.
It is a tent. It is, yeah, it is a
there
tent.
We go.
That's good. Rim Shine. it's not a toilet paper. Which, by the way, don't forget to take to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of advice there. It's a band. Rimshine are a band. Rimsky-Korsakov.
Well, he's a composer, isn't he? Band, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. Right answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Band. Twister.
Twister?
Yeah.
That's sort of a game. Is it a board game?
No, it's not band or board game.
But, band.
Tent.
Ah,
tent. Blackfoot, Steve.
I actually know this. Oh. This band, aren't they?
Well, do you know what? It's both. There's a tent called Blackfoot and a band called Blackfoot, so half a point for that.
Oh, okay.
Cornelius, band or tent? Salty Ridge.
Band.
Tent.
Ah.
Band or tent, Steve? Salty Lake.
Band.
Tent. And Cornelius, finally, band or tent, Salty Taste.
Band.
Is a band. All right, then. The quiz is over, but yeah. Has Steve scored enough pointage to win a lettuce or two, in the case of the EU souvenir lettuce, which is both leaf and romaine. For balance, let's go to Ask Broadcast, who's through the glass. Hello, Cass.
What?
Can you check the system, please, to find out whether or not Steve has won lettuce? Just check the system.
I've not started. I didn't know we were doing this. I've not started it yet. Hang on.
Just a second. Just got to boot up the system.
I'm just connecting to it. Sorry about this. It's a really slow system.
It's quite a slow system.
It's quite a slow system, Steve, if we're honest.
Horrible sounding.
If we're honest with you. Right, we just booted it up, so we're just going to... Cassie's just checking the system.
It's going to be worth it for the letters, right?
Well, I don't know yet. It just depends on what the system... The system's just working out your score there.
Sorry, what be a minute. I'm just checking.
Thank you for it.
Checking the system.
Oh. Sorry, hang on.
Just checking the... It's quite a slow system, Steve.
It's a really slow system.
Am I going to get some dressing?
I don't mean to lose my rag with it. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the scores. It's almost... Okay, yeah. Right. I'm just gonna print it off.
I'm just gonna print out the scores. Hang on. Just bear in mind to print out the scores, Steve.
Con.
Yeah.
Can you grab the paper when it comes out?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Sure.
Okay. Printing out.
Yeah. Okay, it's just printing.
I like the way our printer does "Eye of the Tiger" by
"Eye of the Paper"
by. We've got a dot matrix printer that prints out to the tune of "Eye of the Tiger," Steve. That's why it's quite slow.
Yeah, it's quite expensive.
It's quite weird.
I don't know who bought this printer.
It's quite. Is that a print? Right, tear off the paper. Tear it off. Let's see. Who's right? Cass.
Yes.
Can you take the paper through to Cass, Con?
Because
she's got to do... She's keeping scores. Sorry, Steve, we just... The printer's in here, but we have to take the paper out of here through to Cass so you can read the...
It's a complicated system.
It's a slow system, mate. Sorry.
Oh, OK.
Right, ask broadcast.
Yes.
Is that... What did he get? Has he got points?
Who?
Steve.
Oh.
Are there enough points to win the lettuce?
Well, he's got some points.
Has he got some points? How many points?
2.5.
Oh.
What did Cornelius get?
Shockingly, 6.
Oh!
Which makes Steve the winner! Yay! Steve! Congratulations, Steve! Well done, you have won yourself 2 lettuces. Both lettuce, by the way.
Right.
They're EU referendum souvenir lettuces. One is a leaf. The other is a romaine. You have won both because we can't allow you to choose because that would be biased. So we have to send you both lettuces for balance and you can choose in the comfort of your own home. But both lettuces are equally balanced in weight terms and available.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Steve. That is Steve winning a lettuce in today's game of Band or Ten. Okay, so that's just about it from us this afternoon. And though you see, before Sam Delaney comes on, as you know, he has the news on his programme. And the problem with the news is that it's quite complicated, the news. It can be quite complex, of course. I mean, you find it complicated, don't you?
Oh, John, yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't you worry, because as you know, if you're a regular listener, on this programme, we do like to explain the news to you by breaking it down to its constituent parts. And if you do break the news down, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. We like to explain the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Summer in Britain begins with rain because it's Britain, you idiots.
The news in haikus. Sam Delaney's coming up momentarily. He's right here, right now. The Funk Soul's brother.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Steve. Weird, but I'm going with that. It's better than my current trailer. Steve Hilton, former advisor to David Cameron, former best mate to David Cameron,
yep.
Now just once in a while flies over from America where he lives just to like sort of annoy David Cameron with comments. So I don't know, something went on between them, who knows what. But anyway, he said that he was in when he was inside the very heart of government, all the bureaucrats, civil servants said, listen, it's pointless setting immigration targets as long as we're in the EU. It's impossible that we can hit any of them. So obviously that's thrown a cat amongst the pigeons again with regards to this whole immigration debate. Steve Hilton will join me live on the show in a few moments to go over precisely what he meant. And hopefully say some other newsworthy things, but who knows?
Who knows? Mm. Good. All right. That's Sam Delaney coming next. We'll be back tomorrow live here on Talk Radio between 1 and, I'm going to say, 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.